In a world where Togu fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark, 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Togu news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 39.
Jimba Juice.
Oh, God.
I forgot it was that.
Wait, no explanations needed. You figure it out for yourselves.
Google it or something.
We've sunk this low.
But spell Jinba Jamba. Damn it, I explained it. Son of a bitch. See, I can't stop myself.
That was an elaborate trick to get you to explain it.
Yep. Took all of 1 second to outsmart me.
Sounds about right.
Pretty much.
Alright. One-ups. Times in the heas.
Yeah, Brian's definitely weird in this one.
It was one of them shows. I am so tired, you have no idea. Kevin might have an idea. But
yeah. What?
Exactly.
Sounded dirty. But I'm uncomfortable now.
Did I find the... No, I don't think I found those, but, well, no, I mean... Oh, fuck. Anyway...
If you don't know what you own.
I found the, transforming fusion loaders and Shoutmon's microphone thingy.
Measure.
At the land of places don't have this at other regions. That was a sentence. And
you got that, Brian.
I got the Super Mega Force Deluxe hand gear from Amazon, even though Toys R Us got it in. But Amazon might be cheaper. I don't actually know the prices. Over the weekend, it was Jeff's birthday, so we were in Frankenmuth for a little bit. There was actually this ice thing going on. These call it Snowfest, I think, but there was snow and ice sculptures everywhere, and one of them was a TARDIS and Dalek, so it was really cool.
Oh my god, no way.
Yeah, way. Okay. Two Mod Rocket boxes got here. One,
I know what that's like.
Was the Ketsuro's phone that... Didn't I have one? And I think I... sold it to someone died.
Who did?
Just there, so nobody important.
What?
He's all sprayed out. Didn't I sell it to you, Dawson?
Maybe? I think so.
Okay, well.
That sounds right.
I got one back for like $8.
I know you sold me the blade thing that turns him into the wing guy. and you sold me the Zeronos belt and the card archives.
Rouse Absorber.
Yeah. Aroused Absorber.
Well, someone got the Ketsuros. I don't remember who, whether it was Dawson or not. But anyway, I got one for like $8. The Hibiki Detail of Heroes books around the same time that Kevin got his, so that was cool.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Like, I saw you get it, I'm like, whoa.
this Magiranger book that I was hoping had more pictures, but it's like all interviews and episode summaries, but I like it anyway because it's Magiranger. But that Ibuki RHS, so I think I need Todoroki. I tried to buy one, but they were sold out, which was kind of upsetting.
I think those are the only two I need, too.
And this weird little Travelion figure that was just box filler.
Travelion.
I'm like,
you can kind of tell.
I'm like, yay, trains. Yay, stupid. Like, it's honestly really bad. Like, it doesn't do anything at all whatsoever, but it's just going to sit on my desk and be a train.
Brian was like, yay, train, and then rub it on his pants, and it was really uncomfortable. Put the engine up his ass. Oh, it was awful.
And the second one that got here today had LBX Vector and Fenrir in it. Whole wank off, so I'm all done with Fudroids. And the cherry energy lock seed. So,
did you ever build Lucifer?
No.
Okay.
Or D's. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the not Phantom?
Naked Phantom.
I built him. He's pretty cool. The storage thing around him awesome. Rounds him awesome, but it's like really difficult to put on display because it takes up so much space. But I sort of made it work. But it's pretty awesome.
At least you tried.
Like, I'm not the only one that doesn't know his name. It's like, it starts with an E, and then I just get lazy. I don't think they ever even called it by its name. He's just all of a sudden like, bam! And then he turned old. Yeah, so he didn't even have time to explain himself.
I don't think they did either. But, I think that's it. I'll be picking up the Lego the Movie the Game.
Whoa, blew my mind.
For PS4 and the collector's edition of Bravely Default tomorrow, so.
I have a penis.
That'll be fun skis. And my Ami Ami box should be here Saturday, I think. But that will be next week.
So. What's in your box? That's getting here this late.
What was? I think it was just me paying.
Oh, okay.
I had
to think. I'm like, wait, did I get that box already?
I had a Pokemon deck box and sleeves in it that didn't come out until like the very tail end of the month.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that delayed it a couple days. But
that makes sense.
That was about it, and then I waited paying for it a little bit.
Hoping they'd get a Greedon.
I have a Greedon.
Oh. Oh, you suck at Donkey Nuts, don't you?
He's the Shukrin Shinobi. He gets VIP privileges.
That is true. That is just fact. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, my turn. Is Aerosol back yet?
No, his internet died. He's working on it.
It's a challenge for us.
That means he's sucking dick.
Okay, let's see. What do I have going on? I finally finished 5Ds. It was really good. I liked it. So I finally finished that, and now I'm back to Breaking Bad, which will go a little bit slower because the episodes are longer and it's more depressing, but it's still good. Let's see. How do I buy anything that's on the way? I still have that stupid buy itself dot blaze on the way to me. Oh, I got some, almost said memories. Lock seeds from CS Toys with a bunch of the Rider locks that went up. I knew they were putting up a pine and strawberry Loxy, but I mean, arm change, but I didn't want to get up at 4 a.m. to buy it. So I was like, no, it's not worth it. Why do they have activation at that time? Remember when it used to not be at that time? It used to be like at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock here. Why did they change it?
I don't know, honestly. That happened a while ago.
It just seems silly because a lot of their customers are from here, and it used to be like around the evening hour because I remember sitting there with my heart going fast trying to get a metal set, that high-octane thrill. But I got the majority of the ones I wanted on there. I just didn't get the stupid arms set, but I was fine with that since I chose that. Sorry about anything here.
Story.
Oh, I bought the Tenkai Knights Titan Raven Wolf because it was one of those I haven't found anything, I want to buy something purchases. And partly also because I was frustrated just trying to find the Tenkai Knight section anywhere. I don't know if yours is like that.
Which store?
Anywhere.
They're kind of all over the place. Sometimes they put them with, like, figures. Sometimes they put them in the buildables. I know the Toys R Us closest to me now has them both. Like, they've got a stock in the build section, and then they got this like huge display in the figure section.
Like, everywhere I have it, they either don't have it or it's randomly placed. Like, I think I said on the podcast before, I found them at Target or at Walmart, and they didn't have a price tag and they were randomly placed. But when I bought those mini ones at Toys R Us, I wanted to buy them at Toys R Us because it was like buy one, get one free, and I couldn't find them anywhere. And Walmart had a huge end cap of them at the same time. So when I was looking to possibly buy one, I was like, oh, Walmart has a huge end cap. I don't have a problem finding it. I found two of the little mini, like, dog guys in the toy section by, like, the Skylanders. No price tag or anything. They were just there. And then I found the Titans in the clearance section, but they weren't on clearance. Like, it's this whole wall of, like, mismatched toys thrown everywhere, red tags everywhere, and then there's this one row of Tenkai Knight figures with the yellow regular tag on it. I'm like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, mine did that, too. There's a bunch from the clearance section, except they had red tags, except they weren't marked down. Like, it was like, clearance, $14.97 or whatever, and I'm like, that's how much that's normal.
It's like Target's little thing to say, as advertised, thanks, trying to trick me into a sale. Look, we have this for the price we're supposed to charge for it. Fuck! But I don't know what it is about them that gets so lost in the shuffle, but the figure's pretty neat. I don't know how yours was, but my eyes are a little close together, and it kind of bothers me. Not like on myself, but on the toy. Like,
no, I think your eyes are a little close together. You should probably get that checked.
Like, his eyes are sort of close to his nose in the middle, and it doesn't look like it does on the box, so it just looks a little strange. But other than that, it's a fun little figure.
I don't know. I think mine looks the same, right? I mean, I don't know.
Man, I always get the jig ones. And then I did get that hand gear. That was also, I didn't find anything else purchased because it was at Toys R Us and it was new. I have a problem about that. It was kind of like the tail end of the day. I'm like, well, it's like the last girl at the bar. Well, you're here and you're new. So you're going home with me.
Sounds like Dawson.
I think that's about it.
Okay, well, I got my HLJ box with the Cherry Lockseed and the Hibiki Detail of Heroes book. It's so pretty. I got my AmiAmi box with my Genesis Driver, Sonic Arrow, three vinyls, Blood Orange Lockseed. I think that was it. I don't remember anymore. I don't think there's anything else in it. I don't know. And then I had the box from One Mandarake store with two sets of the Rider lock seats, those two sets. Then I had the other Mandarake that gave me, they didn't give me, I had to buy them, but Gabutira de Carnival finally. And I got the Bomper engine sole for $8 because it was like,
boom, boom.
A lot of money originally, and Kaylee loves it, and I'm not sure why. Like, I thought I'd push the little button with her finger, so she walks around doing it, and finally I was like, okay, I'm tired of you doing this, hold on. And I went and got on the Go phone, I'm like, here, just put it in this, this is how you work it, you push the buttons, and use it like you're supposed to. So now she plays with that, and she likes the Sonic Arrow. I think it's something about being a bow and arrow. It's all the rage these days.
Katniss, bitch.
Like, all between that, Hawkeye, Arrow, Green Arrow, and Merida, she's set. So she's all over that. And then she's playing with it for like 30 seconds, and she pulls one of the things off. It's like the strings that just snap off, and I'm like, she hands it to me, I'm like, what did you do? How did you even do this? I hadn't even had a chance to, like, look at the toy. I'm like, son of a bitch. But that was fun. And, so what I got out of that, I bought a bunch of Rider locks from Mr. S. So here's what happened. I saw they got AC04, and I was like, fuck yes, I'm going to get it. So I set my alarm for 5 minutes before activation. I was up. I was awake. I had all the pages open to where all I had to do was refresh them all. One behind the other. I did it. I had a cart of 8 lock seats and AC04. And I'm going through checkout, and it gets to, it says, like, billing address. Well, my debit card's billing address is still my parents' house. I saw my parents' address, and I panicked. I'm like, no, don't send it there. For some reason, I thought it said shipping address. So I changed it to my address. I go all the way through the end of the process. Then I notice that it says my house for the billing. I'm like, that's not right. Then I had to go back and do it again. and fix it. By the time I got to the end step, AC04 was sold out. Because I didn't take, like, a half a second and actually read words on a screen. So I'm still without Pine and Ichigo, and I'm sad. So that happened. But, let's see. I recorded a bunch of the stuff I got, and I just have to do Cherry and Genesis Driver and the Sonic Arrow all the other stuff that's like 4 months old now. I reviewed it. I just have to actually upload it and stuff. I don't think if I got anything else. I don't think I did. It was just those four boxes. And then obviously my CS Toys one's on the way, so I'll have more rider locks soon.
This is a difficult question.
Like, yeah, that pissed me off, man. And then I still don't have greed neither, and I'm like, I know how awesome feels with those freaking dinosaurs.
I just want a Giga Gabble revolver. Why did they only print two of them, and one of them went to Brian?
I got one. I'm just saying.
They don't went to you, then no one else has them.
I like it. I tap my foot while I'm playing with it, so I'm pretending I'm Daigo's dad. I'm like, see, I'm doing the dance. I don't have to worry about thinking for this one.
The easiest dance ever.
I know, right? The old man dance.
Torin's in a giant bird suit, and he can pull off tougher shit. He's got heavy wings.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Can't answer. I'm trying to take this "Which Pixar Movie Are You?" questionnaire, and I can't answer any of the questions. Starting with number one, what's your favorite Beatles song? I hate the Beatles, so I don't have one.
Well, the answer is your Boo. So
it's a movie. Is that a movie called Boo?
You're Boo from Monsters Inc. That's who you are.
That's Stu Witch Hogwarts House. See if I can take that one instead. Pick a candy. This is easier.
It's going to tell you you're in the house that can't read well.
Which house is that?
I don't know. I'm sure there's one. It's the retard fifth house that lives in the basement. No one talks about him. Where all the special wizards go.
Okay.
Poor Dawson. Is there a cell pack yet?
No.
I was trying to stall for time.
Pick a redhead. There's no option for Amy Pond. This is ridiculous. Fine, I'll just pick Ron.
I'm sure you do love Ron Weasley. You don't want to rub him. You pretend you're Hermione and you just rub Ron Weasley in your sleep. This is just getting weird. Oh, you know what? I owe Oki a bunch of money. Here's why.
Because you bought things.
Well, what happened was I was emailing him back and forth. And I'm like, you know, while you're at it, I'd like to see about working on getting these few items to complete, like, my Ranger keys and the guy memories and whatever. I didn't expect that a week later he'd have bought them all. Like, he got me a Jidenchi set 11, guy memory set 7, Legend Capsule Key Set 3, Kuga, Hibiki, Beast, and Meteor Lock Seeds. Like, he literally went and found, like, everything I asked for, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Like, that happened to me, too, kind of. Not to the extreme, but I needed the Time Ranger Jidenchi and the empty Gabutira Jidenchi.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, can you look for these for me? He said, okay, and like a month passed. I'm like, well, have you found anything yet? He's like, I haven't found anything yet. He probably never looked. And so I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And so I just kind of settled on the fact that I probably won't get him. And so he's like, oh, I found the
Jidenchi. Yes, I'm Gryffindor. Fuck yeah, heroes. Sorry.
And so I look at my spreadsheet.
Sorry.
And he bought these Jidenchi for like $20 a pint.
A pint?
Went to say pop. Man.
Go check out my stream, man. Cool else to be gamers.
So I'm sitting here going, what? And I'm kind of mad because like he never even asked. Like, I mean, I know I said I'm looking for these, but I was expecting I found this for X amount of yen. Do you want it? Not a, oh, I... He basically pulled a Dawson to Ben.
18-year-old Ranger Key.
And, like, I honestly kind of made me mad, but...
Well, and then he does all my stuff. I get my spreadsheet, and then he emails me right back and's like, oh, I forgot to put Apollo Geist Reborn on it. You were one of, like, three people I had on the list to pre-order it. I'm like, I didn't ask for that. Like, I don't know why you have that, but I think I was rounding up your stuff and I found this that you wanted. I'm like, no. It's like, well, and that says something about it. It's like, I was pretty sure you said you wanted it. You were the first one on my list, and you usually aren't. Like, well, I didn't say I wanted it. I'm like, I know I didn't specifically say I didn't want it, but I didn't ask for it. So then he had to take it back off the list. I'm like, no, you're not getting another $50 out of me. You're already getting enough. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, so yeah, so I'm like, well, I can't really pay him right now, but, well.
That's when you just go into hiding for a little bit.
Like, because then he got me the fresh pine lock seed, the magazine, plus the other stuff from January, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I don't know why he did this. Oh, well, I guess I'll be finished with, like, I'll be finished with, like, four gimmicks by the time I'm done. I still need one Jujenchi set. I think it's set 9 or something.
This is why you apparently just don't tell him to buy you things.
Yeah, you don't tell him unless you have a stockpile of cash, because he finds it and then finds like 8 more things. He goes, look, I bought it. He goes, I got you the, which one was it? Like Fies and Agito or whatever it was. I was like, I figured you needed those too. I'm like, I already bought those. He's like, oh, okay. He just randomly buys me lock seeds.
He says words.
Yeah, I try to distance myself as much as I can.
You're just my dealer, you're not my friend.
Like, yeah, I was like, I cannot believe he just does this shit. Like, it kind of pisses me off.
Basically, if you want him to get you something, you have to say how much you're willing to spend. Like, you have to say, I'm looking for this Jidenshi. I do not want to pay more than X amount of yen. Because apparently otherwise he just goes balls to the wall crazy and spends as much money as he feels necessary to get you your shit.
Like, well, and I haven't had to do that before, but apparently I have to start. Whatever.
Well, we stalled long enough for Aerosol to come back.
We did.
Hello. Aerosol, you missed it. I got Gryffindor.
Yeah, Gryffindor.
Yes!
I'm more of a Hufflepuff kind of guy.
That's where all the fucks go.
So what segment are we in? Or is it just my one-ups?
It's your one-ups.
Oh.
God, we send it all at the same time.
Well, I got some dice. I got like a big bag of dice.
Dimension the dice,
a sewing accessories kit, and the complete first season of Avatar. That's my haul. I'm trying to think of what else. Today I had a heated debate about Frosted Toast Crunch. If anyone out there has ever heard of it, please tell me.
So I know I'm not crazy. Call 1-800... Fuck it. I was gonna say, call 1-800 Aerosol Cray Cray. Okay? And then I call... Fuck everything. Tonight's gonna be fantastic.
I really don't think I've gotten anything else. I'm sorry. I hope the wait was worth it.
Treat yourself.
Bitch. Let's see.
Alright. So moving along to the one-ups.
Penis?
Our first...
One-ups? One- well, we just in-
oh, fuck, we just cycled back.
Back in time.
Alright, Brian, how are those Mandrake boxes?
I got this H-O-J box. I got some finals.
This morning, one was like, it was in Allen Park, Michigan, which I don't remember how far away it is. But I'm like, okay, and nothing ever, like, changed in the tracking. So I'm like, I'll probably try to get here tomorrow instead, because it needs to get to this General Lights post office. Like, 7:30 at night, all of a sudden, a mail truck appears outside.
Did you say anything to the Chenix post office?
And this lady comes up with the package, and I'm like, okay, where did this come from, and why are you here at 7:30 at night?
Why are you a ghost post lady? Was it like being a ghost?
Well, according to Wikipedia, Frosted Toast Crunch is a spin-off of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, we did this already.
It's only mentioned in one sentence. I don't think it's real. I still think it's fake.
You're fake.
I think aerosol's fake.
We did invent it.
I just start looking at my hands. They start disappearing. No, not like this.
It's like Back to the Future. Quick, we have to find your parents and make them have sex.
But then your dad's not going to be in your next two movies. Because he's so creepy, and then later he's going to star in Willard, a movie about rats. Rats!
I swear he was in the second one.
Maybe he's not. It's a different guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wanted more money for his rat army. They didn't want to pay him. Okay,
then.
So anyway, I will actually do the news.
Our first bit of news is,
I'm nude.
That I just lost this battle, goddamn.
Damn it, man, stop losing battle.
Fucking math properly at all.
You can't,
something we
news.
Missed last week, somehow. I don't know how that happened precisely. Because
I wasn't
here. We did the news 100 years later.
We never made mention of the fact that the Kyoryuger V Cinema was announced as Kyoryuger 100 years after.
I am excited about this.
Starring descendants of everyone currently in the show. Soji's still alive. Apparently something about Candarilla being Torin now.
I'm a lot excited about this program.
But I mean, I think
I like
it'll be
their jackets.
Fun.
They got jackets.
I'm just saying random things.
Yes.
They got jackets.
Everybody's got jackets. This place requires jackets.
They've had team jackets.
And then Link was just like, ugh! And then he stole it from a busboy.
They've got team jackets, and there's one that plays on Toba Spino. He's like, I'm Toba Spino's partner, and I'm a sexy bitch. I'm like, all right.
Sorry, I just want to do Link one more time. Elephant.
Right.
You're just upset because you're a fake.
So, Daigo's descendant is Kyoryu Navy, Toba Spino. Nosan's descendant is still Kyoryu Blue. Apparently, they don't get to change.
They don't get to Kyoryu change.
Amy is Kyoryu Cyan.
Shion.
Soji's descendant is Kyoryu Gray. Uchi's descendant is Kyoryu Violet. And Ian's descendant is Kyoryu Silver. So we get a team consisting entirely of these side characters. Silver's arguable where he actually falls. But,
Whatever, fuck your mother.
Yep. Pretty neat.
It was, like, needlessly antagonistic.
Well, you axe for it.
Hey, Ryan, stop axing for it. Mm-hmm. Stupid body spray.
You need to stop asking me. I want to live.
Apparently, at the end of the show, whether we see it or not,
trains.
Something about Daigo and Amy and their brother and sister in this or something, so I don't.
Their brothers and sisters? That's just creepy. That's like Kentucky policy.
Well, Daikun and Amy, like, their names didn't change. Like, it's Dai-kun, so he dropped the go, so his name's Dai, and then the other one is just Amy spelt different. Like, are you for real?
Are you serious?
Are you serious, my boy?
But, that would explain the one
penis?
Filming scene that we,
saw with Death
saw
Reed.
A while back with, weird colored, Death Reager and female Cyan, even though that ends up getting used in approximately a half hour.
Yeah,
so it makes sense. I'm looking forward to it. I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be fun. And the last V Cinema was good, so.
Yeah, it was.
Suck it, Hurricane, you only got 10 years after. Bitch, we got 100 years after.
What?
Yep.
I'm wondering what the premise will be.
You're gonna
Should
fight
they
evil?
Say? Well, obviously they're gonna fight evil. Thanks, douche.
Well, maybe they're can you just win at the end of this? So they're just like doing good deeds, like recycling and like cleaning up litter. I don't know. Like that's all the characters do now. Like
Damn
hand
jackets.
Out parking tickets.
But these guys get jackets. Like,
we get the jackets.
Like they can't Lyra make them? Like, is that what happened? Because Torin didn't make them jackets.
They got them at the Gap.
The Gap exists in 100 years?
Yeah, why not? It's the Gap 100 years after. That's what the store's called.
It's on the top.
100 years after what? 2014? Why?
I don't know.
We just picked 2014 and we're like, history begins now! I don't know where the hell I'm going with it.
Somebody stop him, please.
I don't think we can.
I've lost it.
You lost it when you started making every week a Gaim pun.
That's just true.
What?
So do we have anything else to say about it? Or?
No, we're just babbling coherently now.
I want to see it.
I want to see the jackets.
Give it to me.
See the jackets.
Give it to me.
All right. What next? Do we want to do scans or? Well, there's
what's the other option?
There's a couple new premium figure arts and stuff. There's an Imperial Dramon, and that's exciting.
Oh yeah, that was completely random.
They officially announced that D Arts is no more, and it's just all figure arts now.
Pretty much. Lucario's a figure, Mario's a figure, and Imperial Dramon is a figure.
Like, the thing we couldn't figure out at the beginning, why are you making a D-Arts? But then they're like, well, cuz. Like, oh, okay. Now they're like, well, we couldn't keep making D-Arts because, with reasons. They're like, so we just decided to change the name of all the figure.
Because nobody liked D-Arts. People were like, oh, D-Arts, that figure's bound to suck balls. Oh, figure arts, that's gonna rock. So I just decided to make the D-Arts figure arts and fool everyone.
I think I need to make Imperial Dramon. He does look pretty awesome. Even if he is expensive as hell.
Your dick expensive as hell.
Because I feel like if I skip it, he'll end up being twice the price later. Because the Digimon figure art, whatever, go for a lot.
That's correct.
So I don't want to have another Black Lord Greymon Metal Gurumon incident.
And then they're like, look, Greedon, tell me your web exclusive, because we're trying to put out a bunch of figures for Gaim early.
Well, they have a lot of riders.
They have a lot of everything in that show.
They gave Sagozo a release date, and he's doing a dance because of it. SIC, sorry. Not just like Sagozo in general. Sagozo's making his debut finally during Gaim. It took a while for them to get that form out.
All right.
AC Bravo, re-revealed. Sorry.
Yeah, re-revealed.
There always has to be two news stories for everything.
It does look really cool, though.
Well, it has to be, like, announced, and then confirmed, and then revealed.
You gotta go through a process.
So each of these steps has to have its own news story. Like, rumored, and then confirmed, announced, revealed, then released. Each one has to have its own separate page.
Oh yeah, and then there's those stupid keys that work in the MoPirates.
Fucking Dayboth keys.
So yes!
Pack your keys and go, god damn it!
It also comes with female Cyan and
it's over.
Shinya, it's over. Gray, and a mystery key, which might be real navy or something. I don't know, might be.
It's probably going to be normal navy.
Old so.
Performance fleece.
Old Navy and Gap references. What? Got nothing on us?
They're the same company.
Look, I don't know, come back. So, I like gave myself 3 seconds to think of something. I'm like, I have no clothes ready to come back. My Ranger keys need to just stop. We got it here, we're on Gokaiger now because it's been 10 years, but there it's like, let it go, man. They don't even make any sounds.
That's why they have a little sound box they come with.
So dumb. They're not even Rangers.
They're debossed. They're better than
that's kind of what gets me, is that it was kind of annoying in the first place with the Kamen Rider and Metal Heroes, and then moderately annoying with the Buddy Rides and the Mecha, but now they're doing villains.
It actually says, if you look at the title, it says Ranger Key Set Juden Sentai Kyoryuger Deboss. That's so the title. Stupid. That's the name of it.
Because when we started this gimmick, I was like, there's so many Rangers. 199 plus. And you still need to find other things to make? That's a lot of shit. It's not like you're struggling for content.
Yeah, Go Buster keys, Akiba Ranger keys, Kyoryuger keys.
Maybe Tokyuger keys and Yokyuger, whatever the hell's next. Whatever we're going to get in Power Rangers 2070.
I want a Tokyuger set just to figure out what the fuck this orange guy's going to come up with. I'll see his key. I want an orange key.
It's going to look the same as he does now, just more bootleggy.
Your mother is a filthy, filthy whore.
What do keys look like? Just picture, like, what would a toy look like at Big Lots? That's a ranger key.
Your mother is a filthy, hazmat suits. Filthy whore.
That has nothing to do with this.
So, speaking of orange...
And monkeys.
Should we move on to...
Vaginas. Vaginas.
Sounds like a good segue to me. Vaginas and actual segues. Not, like, legit segues, but... Segways are really cool, by the way, but anywho.
What are you, Paul Blart?
The segue is Paul Blart.
Someone appreciates him.
Yeah. Well, I think Brian's Paul Blart. That's cool.
I would love to be Paul Blart, because that would mean that I'm Kevin James and I am awesome.
That would mean you're a mall cop. Is that how you want to go through life, Brian, being a mall cop?
So he's all orange, and he's got the black suspenders.
Penis.
Safety suspenders.
It's so funny that a couple days ago, I think all of us got questions about who's going to be the color of the sixth, and I didn't even think about orange. I can't believe I didn't, because I was thinking, what hasn't been done yet? My idiotic ass. Brown! God damn it, Dawson. Brown doesn't even fit into the rainbow.
They're doing the goddamn rainbow line. It kind of fits, even though pink's not in the rainbow, and green doesn't technically exist. I mean, pink doesn't technically exist. Pink is just
then
the
how do I see
it
with my eyes? Boom.
Pink is the absence of green.
Well, we made that up. To say that. But
if you remove all green wavelengths, you see
I'm
pink.
I'm really excited about it. I get really annoyed when I'm like, oh my god, an orange ranger. Someone's like, oh, Battle Cognac. I'm like, Battle Fever Day doesn't count.
It's
a bunch of rapists dressed up. I call him Battle Cognac. That's my thing.
Well, I don't know your things. I keep your things to yourself.
Okay. But yeah, I'm really excited, and I really like his suit, and I like the fact that this helmet looks like he's got a mustache.
I can't unsee that. All I see is mustache.
Oh, gosh damn it.
No, people keep saying they want Kelson Henderson to play him. I would rather see Kel. See? He's got a mustache.
Oh my god, why do you tell us these things?
Well, it was so obvious. That was the first thing I saw. I was like, oh, scans, mustache. I said it just like that, too.
You probably did, you goddamn whore.
True story.
I like the fact that his sword is one of them little light-up motion thingies that they use at airports.
Now go this way and die! They're going to let aerosol in the plane gates. I don't think aerosol's been to an airport before.
It happened.
The plane gates or whatever they let you into. I don't know.
Hold on, aerosol, be louder.
I'm like right next to the mic.
Oh, be damn. Better.
That's what I told his mom. Be louder. Oh.
Am I okay now?
Yes.
There's nothing okay about you.
I just had to put the microphone in my mouth. So we're good now. This isn't uncomfortable.
I put the microphone in my ass.
Well, this is how we discuss the news.
So we finally get that smartphone.
Kachidoki.
Yeah, it's,
I know, right?
Backpacks on the inside.
It's the Apple-y changer.
It's aptly named.
Oh man, that was a good one.
Yeah,
it's the iPhone.
You know it.
Your mom's a whore.
I really like his mecha.
His is number 8, right?
Like, well, not the numbers.
No. Like just that portion of the big robot. Like, he just has the fucking fuck.
Yeah, Diesel Russia is number 8.
He just has number 8.
Like,
but
I think the individual one looks a little funny. Like, it looks like he just got flattened by a rock. But I think when they all combine, I really dig it. I think it looks kind of neat, and it kind of makes it look a little less playing, and it's kind of cool looking.
So, like, he has number 8 and then can borrow 6 and 7 and say, hey, guys, can I borrow that shit? Like, my guy can't stand on his own. Can you, like,
That's how the Tiger Ranger did it. He's like, here, I'm taking this, bitches. And he just lifted up their Stegosaur. That's how he did it. Literally just picked it up. He's like, oh, I gotta borrow this.
I actually like his mech a lot more than the main mech.
Like, it's just so got a lot more going weird. On. I like it.
I like that they gave you the option to buy it as Diesel O. Like, you can buy, like, obviously, like Diesel Russia separately if you've already bought Carrier Russia and Tank Russia, but then you can then buy a Diesel O set instead and have all three at once. So that's nice. That's polite.
Yeah, it's, the last time they did this was, the Auxiliary, Jidenryu and Kyuriger.
Yeah. And
before that, I don't remember actually when the last time they did.
GoBusters did. You could buy, like, Gorilla and then Rabbit, and then you could buy the set.
Oh, yeah.
Buster Hercules did it too, I think. You could buy a Buster Hercules set.
Yeah.
It seems weird they've been doing that the past few years because they hadn't really done that in a long time.
Yeah, like, you can buy them separate or as a set, and that's because I think they did it with a Thunder Megazord, like, a long time ago.
It's kind of like with Bandai of America, it seemed weird the past few years that we're actually getting individual, like, auxiliary releases now, because it seemed like for the longest time they didn't want to do that, so they were, like, super committed to making everything a Megazord, which is why we got that weird, like, Super Daiboken thing that was, like, a mutant. But he had, like, a black middle part and, like, slippers. It's like they were so committed to making it a Megazord, we got that. Complaints about Bandai of America, just reference that. All right, sorry.
I was just going to say, the big combined mech, aside from his feet looking a little weird, I do kind of dig how he's got these big shoulder cannons, and he's got, like, the samurai helmet, but the little horns are railroad tracks.
It's badass.
It really is. I like the way that it ends up looking. I agree that his feet could be a little bit better. Like, have the train tips actually facing outward instead of up.
I just thought it was weird that they just sort of stuck them on the side instead of, like, sticking them on the front or something.
Yeah.
I kind of hope that somehow they find a way to have all of the main mech in this series combined into one, because I miss that. It's so much easier for storage.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they will.
That sword thing for Orange guy comes with the drill. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, his comes with the
drill Russia, which gives Tokyo the
build Russia
drill arm.
And then
his changer does. Yeah.
The sword comes with the drill Russia.
So he gets drill arm. So look at me, drill. What's that question mark train thing at the bottom? You see the pig?
It's the Riddler's car.
Diesel Russia. Blah blah blah, campaign. So it's probably a first release bonus. Diesel Russia. DX.
Read it to me.
Set. It looks like, if I had to take a wild guess, reading only the things that I can read, which isn't much. If it's a first release bonus for the Diesel Russia or the DX Diesel O set.
Right. Okay.
I don't know is, because I don't know if that shape matches anything.
Well, yeah, it's a thing. And then, even beyond that, then we get a number 9 and 10, because numbers, and we get a police train and a fire train.
Like, I agree with Ultra Punch, do police trains exist?
I don't know, but...
it's really awesome.
It looks cool.
It's going to be, like, a very specific type of pursuit. Like, something comes along, they're like, fuck yeah, we've been waiting for this. Reminds me of that Nate's vlogs. There's just these guys waiting in speedboats. Like, they've just been waiting for this chase to break out. I'm okay, guys. Still a little depressed, but I'm okay.
So those both look really cool. I like the police one because it gives them, like, a gun and handcuffs. I think that's kind of neat.
Ryan's got all those fetishes, you know?
Weird-ass fetishes. But I'm figuring that the next catalog will get another one that uses police and fire. A giant. Maybe like a giant, like, hospital train.
A hospital? It's a moving hospital.
Ambulance? Are you looking for the word ambulance?
Yes. Brian's description of an ambulance. A giant hospital train. That's like the best thing ever. I can see Brian being taken to the hospital. Why do you have me in this giant hospital train? Oh, God, he's delirious. No, he just doesn't know the word ambulance.
Because I was thinking about Siren Builder, except in train
Slitting your wrists? Please do. Yeah, I thought about that too, actually. But I was hoping you'd slit your fucking wrists.
What the hell? Was just
that was really forceful.
Look, Meg knows how to do it properly.
Who?
Meg. Oh.
Meg? What?
It's a Family Guy reference.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm expecting something else to combine with them and then further combine. I feel like we're gonna get a big, like, mass of trains.
A big clusterfuck of trains.
And I'm fine with this.
I think you're stupid, but you know what? That's just me. That's how I feel, man. You know, we're all good here.
About that dinosaur train?
Ryan, your dream came true. You predicted it last year. It took a couple years, but finally we got
there. There's an actual fucking dinosaur train. It's a Gabutier's head. Brian was, like, jizzing all over his computer screen. He had to get a squeegee. I'm going to wipe that shit off.
No. Squeegee's a funny word.
So we have the Curiouser and GoBusters rushes. With Curiouser being based off of Gabutier and the GoBusters one being based off GoBuster Ace, which are really cool, and they give Tokyo, like, that mecha's head, which is really cool. Like, I'm just really happy right now. Not only do I get a train for GoBusters, I get a dinosaur train, so really, it's just a win-win for me.
I think Brian's been walking on sunshine all day.
I have. And then we also get Deno boots, because Deno won't go away, so we need Deno boots.
And Deno still won't go away.
Tokyo needs to walk on Deno.
Remember that rumor a long time ago about the Deno versus New Deno movie, or that Joe Deno movie or whatever? It was like a team-up between the decayed version and the original actor.
It's been like 8 years and Deno still won't go the fuck away.
They haven't had a movie in a long time. Give him a break.
He keeps showing the fuck up. Major keys. Momotaro's keep showing up. Now you said it. Now we're going to get next. I'm telling next key set. Ranger key set. Imagine.
Thanks, I know you'd love that.
Yes, I would. I love the Imagine. Fuck you. Doesn't mean I want to pay money for it.
He's like mad at himself. He seems so conflicted.
God, I hate you. And I hate me.
It's the same thing.
Fuck you.
It's the same thing. So obviously with the
mother is a whore.
New Sentai scans, we have new Gaim scans as well. Not as exciting by any means.
They don't have a new orange guy with a mustache. You.
This was exciting for me.
Well, it had like one new
toy. The greatest lock is a key. It blows your fucking mind, man. It blows your fucking mind.
The lock is a key. What the fuck? So we have the Kiwami key, or no, Lockseed.
Turns you into a Kiwami. It is a key.
Turns you into a tiny version of an SIC figure.
It is LS Infinity.
It says Fruits Basket, and...
Or if you're Orange Drained, it's LS00. They're fucking stupid over there.
Got it.
They have viruses, settle down.
So, like, that one, the Kiwami Fruit Basket Thing of Justice... has Pine, Ichigo, Suica, Melon, Budo, and Banana on it, plus the orange in the middle.
And vagina.
So it kind of...
Vagina arms!
All of them. I was making jokes like these the other day. It was really awful.
That sounds dirty.
So that plugs into a new faceplate adapter thingy and goes into the Kachidoki Lockseed, and then another panel flips down on the Kachidoki Lockseed that matches this one, and it's all like, oh, look at us, we're all the fruits ever combined, and...
By your fruits combined. I'm Captain... I'm gay planet. I don't know. The joke,
that joke fell apart.
I'm taking pointers from Dawson. That joke.
I like how he just couldn't figure out the Captain Guy. He's like, I know. I'll just add the word gay. It'll be funny. Thanks, Pierce.
Well, there's fruits. It means gay. Shut up. Fucking faggot. You can buy it as a set with the Kachidoki.
Yeah, except I'm not waiting, so... Yeah.
With the Kachidoki, or whatever it's called.
Kachidoki. So the...
I said poop.
Oh my god. The Kiwami one can, like, make the sounds of the weapons and stuff. So it can, like, summon the DJ gun, the Sonic Arrow, the Musou Saber, the Dead Amaru. I think you might be able to get the...
Poop!
Other ones from the weapons that are on the fruit basket thingy. So, that's neat.
Poo!
Okay, Obi-Wan. Duke's getting an AC figure. That's fun.
That's a thing.
I'm not getting one because it'll be impossible.
They're there.
This is like every single toy is like a Turbo Man doll. It's like, fuck everything. There's not even any bootleg Santas to buy from.
And then Kiwami's getting a toy. Like an AC figure, obviously.
And a Rider Hero.
Yes, yes. That's the other thing I buy.
And then finally we have the Heisei and Showa Rider lock seeds.
Showa? What are your sounds? Punching? Lame.
Do something. I don't...
It says all their names.
It says all the names and maybe says all the transformation sounds. I don't know. That's a lot of sounds. But it's got Gaim's face and Ichigo's face, and
I'm gonna be honest, I like them. I think they look cool with all the faces on them because I like faces. That's so weird.
There's Kevin's fetish. He likes faces.
That did not come out the way I intended.
Now I'm just wondering if there's anybody in the history of time that just absolutely hated faces and it made it really impossible for them to date. Like, God, I can't date because I just hate faces so much.
I bet you think there's a phobia for that. So I would not be surprised.
Faceophobia.
I want to see that. Like, in the mirror every day.
And then the right side... Fuck you. The right side of this page has a bunch of, like, DX lock seeds on it. And then it has random fucking, like, capsule ones, I guess. And it's got... Where the fuck are they getting a Kurumi from?
The hell's a Kurumi?
Probably a candy toy or capsule lock seed set that's on the way.
I don't remember there being a Kurumi release. Like, I would have.
There isn't one.
It's in the fucking picture.
So? It just means that there will be one.
You know things that I don't know. Tell me, Ryan. You know
I don't know anything. God damn it.
How do you get free PayPal money? Quick interrogate him.
I want your free PayPal money or I will have you murdered.
Why did
I
think it comes from PayPal? What did PayPal ever do? Is it because it's called PayPal they just assume it pays you? Because it's a pal? These are the things I want to know. Is it that hard to include the Y and the O? In the U, you know, because you...
It looks like it's probably a capsule release.
Oh my god, you're a whore.
What's Kaboobie anyway?
Walnut.
Oh, why did you just say that?
But that's not the name, isn't it? It's not Walnut, it's Kurumi. If I push the button, it'll say crazy. Kurumi. It's not going to say Walnut.
Well, it should. I need to speak English in Japan. They're going to steal our words, they should just steal them all.
Okay, Coca-Cola.
I don't know, I don't get the joke.
Current events jokes are stupid.
That's because Dawson's an idiot. He can't read, so he's got a problem.
Got
Where's
it.
My name?
I don't know, it's on your name tag, probably. Excuse me? They keep your name tag on you so you don't forget it. Walks around his house, hello, my name is Kevin. The case backwards. Hello, my name is Kevin and I have changnesia.
Hello, my name is Dawson and I am gay for your mother.
Mind if I chang?
Well, I think we're finally done with the news, so.
Yep.
Are we? Yeah. Are we? Are we, Ryan? You don't know where
Wait,
I am.
Wait, there's no Super Mega Force toy listings.
I want that command center.
Okay, there we go. It's got a Tenso figure.
I am the command center.
And more importantly than that, it probably has a 5-inch translucent Red Ranger figure.
Yes, and we all need that in our lives, right?
But the fact that it has a Tenso figure, even if like, the command center is terrible, I want the Tenso figure.
Yeah.
I need a translucent Troy.
I'll just buy it and then take the Tenso figure and put like the little alpha figure from the trading sets and put it back in there and take it back. that's Tenso. What are you talking about?
I hate how the Silver's Morpher is one of them basic shits again.
I knew it was going to be like that.
Like, I was really hoping, and they were re-releasing
you said
the
shits.
The Ghost Saint Morpher for whatever reason.
It's probably because it fits into the command center, so
yeah.
It would be funny to be like, here, it works with this toy that came out over a year ago, so good luck tracking it down. Even though they're like $3 clearance at Target now, or whatever. But
$3 clearance.
They're on clearance. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that.
Silly doll.
Anything else important? Oh, there was like the Megazord class of Machalkin, which I think they might pull the Drive Max Megazord thing, where they just try to make it a Megazord and just include like Galleon's body and Gojujin's arm.
I don't know if you were on the stream at the time, but I think there's a chance that we actually haven't seen the proper listing yet.
Uh-huh.
And that might be something like that Gigazord release. And it's just a crappy looking Kanzengokaio.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And the actual Turbo Falcon or whatever it's called is
could be like in a Gal Lion type class.
The lion.
Well, for the record, I am Kanzengokaio. Just so you know.
Kanzengok.
Honestly, I'd kinda like to see them just do a thing where they sort of make it its own Megazord, not like the shitty edition, but like its own Megazord with just the extra pieces.
Yeah.
So that you can display the different modes, because I still haven't opened it, but when I do, that's so frustrating, because it's like, you're just taking this dude's chest and this other dude's, like, tail, and then you're just leaving the other Megazords incapacitated to make room for this.
I've got a tail!
I'd like to see that. It'd be kind of nice.
I think that was about all of importance.
That's what your mom said.
The spear is a basic weapon.
It's going to be a fork. I'll eat with it. It's a four-pronged trident. Why not just call it a quadrant? Shh. I'm making these jokes for yourself, because you're the only one that gets it right now. Until Brian watches Community.
I'm naked.
I'm just making sure you know. It's like I'm when naked. I used to make Todd references to John, but John, like, disappeared and got a life. So.
I'm naked.
Anyway, now that we're naked, should we start superhero time?
Yep. It's time for it.
That was like the perfect boyfriend. Yep. That sounded soup. So creepy. Kevin said we're, soup.
Are we ready?
Soup time.
Time for soup. Soup hero time. Kyoryuger. Gaim. Beat Riders. Kicking ass and stealing shit.
Soup.
Soup. So we're on episode 47 of the Gaims. Episode
47 of Gaims.
Of Hiryuger.
Yeah.
I'm staring at the Gaim picture on my computer, so that's.
He just has a picture of Kodo with hearts surrounding it, so he's a bit confused right now.
No, well, I'm updating all the lists while y'all have been talking, so I'm on like the Gaim toys now. I did all the Tokuji ones. I'm on Gaim now, and that's what I saw. So we're on Kyoryuger episode 47. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. So it starts off where they're all fighting, like, the five of them, or six of them, whoever they are. Everyone but Dantetsu, he just kind of stands there like a boss. Like, fuck you guys. So they're fighting, and they're getting attacked. There's, like, parademons everywhere, and whatever, paramons. I don't know, those the little Amiibo dudes, like, everywhere. So, like, Ramirez shows up at, like, Nosan's house and starts beating him up, and then Deca Yellow comes in and is like, I'm sexy. She is Deca Yellow, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is the right person. Like, I forgot, like, all weekend, like, I'm pretty sure she's Deca Yellow. Alright, good. She's like, I'm awesome. We're like, okay, cool. I know you're awesome. So they're about to get blasted by Chaos, and Tessai comes in and like scoops them up in an illusion. And is like, all right, guys, this is what's going on. So I had to put us in this thought bubble so no one would know what's happening, even though they probably already know our plan. Ramirez and I are going to be joining with Torin in hell to go destroy it. This was all our plan. Sorry, we had to keep you in the dark. So while we're gone, the 10 of you are going to go fuck shit up. And they're like, look, we're not the best at math here, but if you guys leave, how are there 10 of us? And they're like, oh, good question. Good question. You're thinking. So we've been training replacements, and here they are. And so it's No Son's sister. It's going to be the new Kyoryu Cyan. And Tessai's descendant is going to be the new Kyoryu Gray. And then immediately No Son's like, this is an illusion. This is we're doing a stage show. And she's like, okay, you need to stop like right now. I figured out you're the blue guy like a long fucking time ago. Like, I'm not as stupid as you think I am. Like, I realize I have lady parts, but come on. So he's like, oh, well, fuck, I'm stupid then. So the illusion gets like ripped apart by like Trumpet Boy, who's giant now. And as they fall to the ground, Trumpet Boy is attacked by Plezuo, being piloted by Dr. Olshade, because he's awesome. And he's pals with Don Tetsu as well. And he's like, it's the doctor! And you're like, that's awesome. So the six of them go fight some more. And then the other four transform, because Yayoi runs in and is like, hey, I need to borrow those Victory and Maximum. We have to sink them to the Earth. And they're like, oh, okay. So they do that, and then Chaos is like, oh, fuck. Destroy those fuckers. Like, those batteries need to die. Break them and stomp them, and then, like, piss on their dead bodies. Like, whoa, that's a bit harsh, don't you think? No, just do it. Like, okay. So, they go, and they're all attacking, and Don Tattoo's like, the four of us got this. You guys keep going. And, so they fight. Pretty fun, pretty badass fight. Then the six of them keep going. They run, into like this wall of energy, a force field thing. That's what we usually call those, I guess. And it like Dion transforms them, and they can't retransform. And then Dogold and Endor show up, and they're like, "Oh fuck!" And Uchi's like, "I got this. You guys go on." They're like, "Are you sure?" He's like, "Dude, I got this. I'm good. I got my sword. Got some batteries. We'll be fine." They're like, "Okay." So those five go on, and they run into some more little grunts, and No Son's like, I got this. I'm big and strong. And like, oh, okay. So the four of them run off. Then they run into even more of these fuckers. Like a whole legion of them. And Soji and Ian are like, we got this. So Soji summons Torin's sword and his fucking Gaburra caliber. Ian gets his Gaburra revolver. And Soji's, because it's a Gokaiger reference. So Daigo and Amy keep going on. Meanwhile, the other four are fighting, Yayoi and Don Tetsu and the two noobs. And anyone who's under the age of 60 gets de-untransformed. I don't know, I guess it's age-based. But he keeps fighting. So that's happening. Meanwhile, Dogold and Endor are teaming up on Uchi, and Dogold's like, hey, capture him in your like hate energy beam. And he's like, oh, that's like a great idea, let's do it. So he's holding down Uchi, and then Dogold just runs him through the sword, like, fuck you, asshole, and like runs him through with his sword, like, I am tired of being your bitch, and like breaks the thing that's controlling him. So he's like, hey, Uchi Sayamaru, let's fuck this dude up. He's like, all right. So they team up. Dogold like protects Uchi to the point of like putting himself on Uchi, but not actually controlling him, and then they destroy him with like their double swords of justice or something, like double lightning attack, and Endor blows up. And so then Dogold goes back Endor? On the, yeah, I've been calling him Endor for like 20 weeks now.
I know, and it still makes me laugh.
Those poor Ewoks.
And he goes back on the Camp Beastian, and he's like dying. He's like, let's go, Uchi, it's just you and me now. And so Uchi figures out that he wants him to kill him. So he does, like, they, you know, very briefly fight.
He does, like, whatever.
And they very briefly fight, and Dogold dies. Uchi bows to him, and then falls over, passed out. I mean, he's not dead. He's in the preview for the finale, but...
Finale.
The finale.
Damn it.
Meanwhile, No Sans fighting, Ian and Soji are epically fighting, and Daigo and Amy get on the Geno Chasers and jump into the palace, where they start fighting, and then it ends.
A lot of fighting.
There's a lot of fighting. This is a pretty badass episode. I liked seeing Cyan and Gray with like the yellow instead of like the I'm dead gold.
That's this epic episode, and that's the first thing Kevin mentions. Dude, they have a different sash.
They got a different sash. Cyan got a skirt and wasn't a big fat guy. Oh, you know what I forgot to describe?
So the hero's body slamming the dude and then smiling?
Yes, yes, yes. Because I had a joke for that. So they go, not a joke, but I had a description that I loved very much. So we cut to, like, hell, and there's Torin in hell. He's like, yeah, fuck you guys, I'm killing you all. And then, like, Tessai shows up. He's, like, doing his Scraggy impression, fucking headbutting everybody. He's like, headbutt! Tessai, headbutt, fuck you! So he's just headbutting everything.
He doesn't learn to throw that shit.
That's right. Ramirez is, like, throwing bitches around like crazy. And then he, like, jumps on some dude, body slams him, he just starts humping him, and he, like, looks at the camera and is like, yeah. Like, oh my god, he's raping him.
I love how Aristotle described it the other day, where he said Tessai's name, and he just looks at Ramirez like, well, okay then. This goes back about his business.
Yes. Like, it was so awesome. Like, so yeah, so this was a really fun episode. I liked it. I like having, like, all the different fights going on at once. Like, I know people are complaining, like, oh, so Daigo is going to destroy Depoth by himself because the whole show is about Daigo, and it's like, you know, I'm like,
he's got his hoe with him.
I'm like, first of all, he's the red, so automatically he's the main character. That's how Sentai works. Number two. Just because, like, they're a team doesn't mean that all five of them, or six, or whatever, have to be in the same room fighting at the same time at all times. Like, I like that they're, like, all split up and just fighting in different spots and, like, killing things individually. Like,
it allowed for each of them to have some pretty awesome moments to themselves, too.
Yeah, like, they don't have to necessarily be standing together to be like, oh, see, we're a team because we fight at the same room at the same time. Like, no, they can.
Yeah, I love how they all got their own little, you know, civilian fight, and they're like, suitless roll call. I don't know. They might end up doing the helmetless thing they do, like, in every Sentai finale, but I thought that was a possible unique take on the sort of traditional roll call they do at the end where they don't have their helmets on. And yeah. Doing it like that. So I thought that was really neat. On top of the scenes, just kind of being awesome little sort of tribute moment for each of them.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like, it was really good. Like, they used Dino Chaser one more time. Dr. Olshade came in again.
Like, yeah, and apparently there can be two active tribute violets at the same time. I'm like, how is that possible? And I'm like, oh yeah, they fucking print the damn guns. Hey, can you print me a Giga Galva revolver? Jerks. But, you know, especially that Uchi Dogold scene, like Brian said, it was like, damn, I was not expecting that.
Like, it was just good. Done so perfect. Like, Dogold's just fucking forest. Like,
hey, let's have an amazing scene. All right, let's do it.
Dogold's just like, fuck you, Endorf. And then they're like, they team up and they kill him, and they're like, oh, yay, victory. And Dogold's like, I'm fucking done.
I like their final exchange while Dogold's dying. Uchi says something about I don't know, about how he was always a villain, but he actually did have some true honor. And he mentioned, I can't remember the exact way he said it, but he said something along the lines of how it was infuriating, and Dogold's just like, huh, infuriating, huh? Guys, I like that.
Like, I think it's talking about last week's, but like, they've had some really good endings to the villains. Like, you had Igallon, and you see, like, Ian gets kind of sad at the end, and which kind of goes with the whole emotion thing. And then Dogold dies, and so Uchi gets all mad. Like, they've this has been so much fun. It makes me sad. Like, I get upset. I got upset. Like, thought Dogold's gone. I got sad. I'm like.
Like that they.
He's been a douche the entire show.
That they kind of merged for that final attack. I thought it was kind of fitting, too, for their final moment, and for Uchi's kind of character tribute moment, too. Because sometimes, you know, like when Dogo wasn't around, I sometimes forgot that they used to be merged, like Zanaku style.
Yeah.
Even when they were both on screen, I forgot about it. It reminded me of
that whole thing, of like the Zenaku thing.
And I do like that it was, you know, them working together to take out Endorf. But I like that it wasn't just Dogol being like, oh, well, I'm a good guy now, I'm going to go die.
Yeah.
It was, you know, nope, we got to have one more clash. I like that.
Yeah.
I also really like the... It obviously wasn't as big of a scene, but I like the little scene between Ian and Soji. The, Ian finally addresses him as Soji. It's nice. It was a nice little moment for the sort of bromance that the two have going on.
They're the Dylan and Ziggy of Kyuger.
Like, yeah, they really have worked together a lot over the course of the series, and
it's been
fun seeing the two of them just interact with each other.
Yeah, I felt it was really appropriate that they had the two of them like fight together. Like that was just cool. Like you see the respect they had now have for each other, because at the beginning they really didn't like each other, and so you definitely see that like that progression, that this is where they are now as opposed to where they started out.
You know, I forgot to mention with the Dogold thing, Dogold and Uchi's sort of rivalry kind of reminded me of Rearranger and Not Trans's whole bit, where he's kind of a bad dude, but they kind of had this honorable warrior thing going on.
Yeah. Just, like, the two respect each other as fighters.
Yeah, those kind of reminded me of that. Just wanted to mention that while I was thinking of it. Brian?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say hi. Just making sure you're here.
No, I'm here. I don't have too much to add or anything. But it was just such a good episode. Like, I am upset that it's ending.
I'm very upset that it's ending.
I have to put a lot of thought into whether it's where it's going to fit in my ranking scale. Not that I really want a ranking scale, because ranking is stupid.
I like to rank things, that's what I do in my spare time.
But it's just so good that... Yes.
I really like that Deca Yellow gets to beat Cyan. I don't know why, I just do.
I love that Nosan was still trying to keep up the charade when they were in that like protective bubble. Like, they're in like the most compromising situation possible. Oh, we're just rehearsing for a play. Like, I can still pull this off. I got this. And she's just like, come on, son. This is ridiculous.
I like that Boken Silver is so good that he was Kyoryu Gray twice.
Yeah. He's fast.
But yeah, speaking of Nosan, I like his little moment too. It really wasn't a big deal, but I don't know. I really like Nosan. He's one of my favorites. So.
Yeah, I like the cool guy. His facial expressions are the best.
While I'm still not keen on Dentetsu being Silver, I do have to admit that when he was facing off against Chaos, and Chaos is just like hurling laser blasts at him, he's punching them out of his way. He's just running forward, swinging his arms and punching lasers out of his way. I'm like, that is extremely badass.
He's just so mad about his constipation. I can't find Metamucil anywhere.
He is so manly.
I still think it's funny that he doesn't do the dance, especially, like, we saw it last time, and it wasn't quite as big a deal just because he was on his own, but then he's standing next to the three new guys, and they're dancing perfectly, and he's just like, fuck this. I don't dance for nobody.
I like how... Dr. O'Shea comes in and like talking to him, and Taiko's like, hey, you mean me, right? And stuff that he's like starts talking like, oh, you met my dad. I feel stupid now. Oh well, such is life.
Yeah, overall it was a really fun episode. I don't know, I feel like I for the past few weeks, I've kind of been cooling down on Kyoryuger. I think most of that's just due to how good Gaim has been, so it kind of overshadows it just a little bit. But
yeah,
it's looking to be a really strong end, and I'm happy that it is, but I'm also kind of sad that it's going. This episode, it also kind of made me feel like I know Dawson brings this up a lot, but it's one of those episodes where it would really benefit if it was an hour long.
Yeah,
because
it goes straight into the next episode. Like it kind of had a weird end point where the Daigo and Amy just sort of show up, do the roll call, and then it ends. But I don't know. It felt like it really needed to.
So Dan needs to learn how to do 1 hour finales.
I like how they were like, we can't just kill the Deboth, because we kill the Deboth, he's just going to go to hell. We can't have that. So we have to destroy hell and Deboth at the same time.
That's how badass they are. You know what? Let's just get rid of hell. Why are we letting them have a place? I like how this is like the Ninja Storm finale, except they just decide to go down there and stop their plan. Fuck you, Lothar. I mean, Deboth.
Lothar.
I didn't even think of that until just now. That's fantastic. Even at the place. Fuck them.
Next week is our whole, like, not just the finale episode, but our whole Kyoryuger wrap up. It's crazy.
It's so sad to me. Like, it really is.
Time really moved fast this year, because I was just saying the other day how it seems like it's only been like a few months since we were just going over the end of Go Busters.
We've enjoyed this show so much. Now it's just about done. What? To leave me.
Like everything else?
Just like your mom.
Well, that's understandable.
So, yeah. Shall we move on?
Oh, your mom.
I guess so. Time for Gaim. Or Gaim time. Damn it! Stupid puns escaping me. Okay. Alright, so we've escaped Yggdrasil, we've escaped Helheim, and we're checking on our friend Rat now, and he didn't get too badly beat by Silverstone because Silverstone's dead, so he felt pretty safe about it. So Coach is trying to use the energy lock, and it's really not working that right. Takator is mad at Cid for not telling him about his brother, and Cid's like, hey, I did it because reasons, and I have a hat. And Takator's like, well, all right.
It's a bowler.
So then we find out that people are starting to jailbreak their lock seeds, and Team Red Hot is going around being obnoxious and using their new jailbroken lock seeds to have Invest steal stuff for them. And Coach is confronting them, and they pull out a mango lock seed. They're like, trick this out, hardcore. And they start attacking Gaim, and he's getting beaten pretty badly, and then it glitches and turns on everybody. And then in battle, his faceplate knocks off, and he figures out that's where the Genesis driver core goes, and so then he gets Jimbo Lemon Arms, hence the title, and he pretty easily defeats the Invest. And then we got Michi, who has been having a conversation with his brother now about, you know, knowing about he's a rider, and he takes him to Helheim, and he takes him over a ravine, and he shows him something, and he's like, where are the faces of the presidents? No? Is that episode of Parks and Rec? Okay. but he shows him something pretty dramatic that has Michi pretty scared. So scared that he non-verbally agrees to join them. Because, you know, Michi wanted to reveal everything to the public so they weren't blaming the beat writers, but now he's changed his mind. And then we end with Coda gets some advice from Wise Goro-chan at the Groovy Smoothie. And then Rat returns and everything's okay again. And it ends. So in terms of like the episode, it was still a good episode. It hasn't been quite as intense as the last few weeks. But that scene with the reveal of Takatora showing Michi Helheim's secret was more intriguing after you sort of read the speculation about it, and after you see that there was a tree behind him with people's mouths on it. That's extremely disturbing.
That whole thing was disturbing, I'm gonna be honest.
That's pretty much the meat of it, was just that one little scene that you kind of have to dissect. Because everything else was fairly average. It was a decent debut for Jimbo Lemon. I meant to mention last week, I like that it wasn't an immediate debut, kind of like everything's been, where I feel like in a different series, he would have transformed like right when he got attacked by Sigurd. Like, he would have just rolled over and been like, oh, I got this now, I know how to use it. And I liked that there was sort of a learning curve, even though it was kind of stupid that it was when his faceplate got knocked off. But still, I like that. And now, every time I see an invest, I wonder who they were. I'm like, the guy's a person.
His name is Anakin.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
That joke's only been made 4 times already.
That Class A Lockseed guy, and I was like, I wonder who he used to be. I wonder what his job was.
Professional ball washer.
Yeah, there's so much with what Michi might have seen. If you don't know, they had that like superimposing the city's sort of outline over Michi's eyes, which I never would have thought of. I didn't even catch the damn mouths in the background. So it's like a possible future version or a possible alternate version of the city. So, yeah, a lot of interesting possibilities. Some other people talk. No, seriously, though.
Seriously, though. Someone speak.
Yeah, I like the episode. I know we were... A bunch of people were kind of questioning, like, how would they get Michi to turn... You know, if he does turn, and I think that's a good way of going about it. You know, just showing him, well, you know,
they,
exactly.
They told him the dark side had cookies.
So, and what I like is that in the previews for next week, it does look like he is going to have a legitimate issue with it. It's not like immediately. He's turning on his friends or anything like that. So,
I would.
I'm looking forward to seeing how all that plays out. Because if it's anything like the rest of the series, it's going to be handled pretty well.
You guys are fine. You're my coworkers, but my friends, oh, fuck them. I like the speeder bike.
I don't know his name. I only know him as Goro, but the cafe owner. I like his
Bunda or Boon.
Oh, that was Bongo.
Bongo.
No.
Name's Vega.
I like his little conversation with Coda at the end, where he's like, "Well, not everyone who has power is going to be a monster, but not everyone who doesn't have power is." Going to be a nice person.
I like how he was like, I've been through some things. That's funny. I think it'd be funny if he really was Goro-chan.
But that was a nice sort of conversation, and that's completely true. And it's kind of speaking to all the situations everyone's being put in, depending on who has a lock seat and whatnot.
Yeah. But, I liked the episode. I liked the speeder bike chase through Andor. That was fun. Just blowing up those dandelioners like they're nothing. Fucking cheap toys. I liked the Jinba Lemon arms. Watching the lock seeds, the armors merge together. And while I don't think it's going to happen in the show, it would be nice to see what would happen if he did use the other energy lock seeds. Like Melon and Peach and Cherry, just because, I mean, the toy will do it.
Ball energy.
Like, I would just love to see a Jinba Cherry or Jinba Melon.
They have a pretty good reason for not doing it, though. Like, the energy lock seeds aren't as easy to get as the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where he pilfered a fucking extra lemon one from. Like, DJ Cigar just was like, oh, look, I snuck this away. Like, where? They don't make these on the trees. The Lorax told me.
They don't make these on trees.
He was speaking for the trees, and he was like...
Energy locks, these don't grow on trees, son.
He was like, look, I'm the Penguin. I know these things. I was like, okay, whatever. But yeah, I love how like convenient it was. Like, oh, look, the faceplate popped off. Now I know how to use this lock. Okay, whatever. Like, I get, maybe he just didn't know that part came off. Like, that's what I'm going to go with. Like, he just didn't know.
I don't think he did.
I'm like, wondering if it's going to be there anymore.
With the faceplate?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, is he just going to leave it on the floor? Well, it's lost. 5-second rule.
Well, I'm just saying that because he's got the Genesis Brian's, core piece now.
Brian's blown my mind.
He might switch it out. I mean, he's got those infinite pockets. He just pulled the core out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, this was somewhere.
It was in his butt, okay? That's where you store things. You don't want people to find them.
He needed to do it.
That's what you do when you go to the airport. You stuff Russell Brand's drugs in your ass.
Classic.
Something about African Child.
African Child is my shit. I love that song.
So, what do you guys think? Do you think it's an alternate version of the city, or do you think it's a future version, if it is the city at all, that's overtaken?
I would want to say future, just because I can't really figure out why it would be like a past version without there like being people trapped in there. I feel like people would know, like Baron would know that the entire town was like lifted away at one point by a giant tree. So.
Yeah, I think it's future. I think
they did make that point in the article though about how Helheim's like this portal to all these different dimensions, so it could be an alternate universe, kind of like a Dragon Knight thing. It's a Ventara.
But that's it. Could be that they think it's a portal to other dimensions.
In Norse mythology, Yggdrasil, the giant tree, is what connects all of the different worlds.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, because that might be where some of the Invests are coming from, that, you know, they were from the people from the other world. So it's fine if we kill them. Doesn't matter. They're not our people.
I don't know about future. There's a possibility that it could be. I really don't know what to think. It's kind of a lot to take in, and right now it's all just kind of speculation.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's pretty big speculation. But
I could see it being alternate, you know, realities. This is, you know, how the city turned out. You know, just in that reality,
in the darkest timeline,
and I could see it that way. I could see it being future. I have no clue.
Like, I think either way, the thought of like a future or alternate city, any kind of city, being overrun by Helheim and them all turn into monsters or like mutant tree mouth things is just disturbing. Because especially when you think about all the scenes of the people being infected by like the vines and whatnot, it's like that's the possible beginnings of it. Like, it's kind of disturbing if you just sit there and think about it.
What? Okay, well, maybe it's an alternate timeline. Like, it's already happened. But Zangetsu found a way to escape into the past, and he's trying to prevent it from happening.
But then he brings Cell with him. By mistake.
It's like a parallel universe.
And then he goes back, and his timeline's still shit, but he gets to blow up Cell really easily now because he's super strong. And then, like, the modern version of him is really, like, pampered. Just with his friend Goten. We got it, guys. I think we solved it. Takatora is Trunks.
Okay, then.
Like, he merged with his this universe self, like, fucking Wolverine style, and is trying to prevent this future from happening.
Oh, from the Days of Future Past thing?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Gaim is, it's coming out of Days of Future Past.
Days of Fruit Past?
Exactly.
So I meant to ask this last week, I think, but in terms of, this is going back a while, but in terms of
Yes, I do think Hase's, the Peach Bitch is a lesbian. Oh, that
in,
wasn't a question.
In terms of Hase's death, like, how do you guys think that was handled? Did you, I don't know, feel like there was something missing? Because I've seen a lot of people mention that they felt it was disappointing because they didn't really care enough about Hase.
You know, I think it was handled well because I think it was, in a sense, abrupt. Because it just it happened so fast, in a way. Because, you know, he lost his powers and then he was kind of crazy for it. And he turned and then he died pretty much immediately. Like, there wasn't episodes of him wandering around as a monster. And I thought, like, I didn't really care about him as a character. But that shock of, like, realizing that they are humans and how quickly he died and there really wasn't a chance... Yeah. To think, oh, we got to redeem him or something. Like, he was just gone. I thought that was well done.
Yeah, I was upset by it, though. I mean, like, he wasn't, like, a favorite character or, like, a big character, but I liked watching him interact with Greedon. And so, even though he hasn't been around very much, like, just when they would have time together, I just liked them, like, going back and forth. And so, I was like, no, Hase, now who's going to, like, try to, you know, bitch at Greedon and do nonsensical things.
Nonsense.
I don't know. Plus, I just liked Kurokage. I liked the suit.
Well, they got a bunch of them around now, so...
Yeah, it's not the same.
He's a one Kurokage kind of guy.
The belt's different, and fuck that. There's no faceplate, and... it's just not special anymore. It's not special like the first one. Yeah, the first one's always special.
Nothing beats the original.
Exactly, exactly. Dawson knows all about that.
Totally.
It's the model he lives by. That's why he loves MMPR so much.
But yeah, I kept seeing a bunch of people saying that it was just disappointing that they didn't like Hase more. They, you know, that they didn't have a connection with Hase, so it took away from the moment.
I don't think you're supposed to.
I always sort of rationalized it as it's not really a moment for Hase.
It's a moment for Coda. Yeah, exactly.
Like that was the big reason behind this. This was to further Coda, not Hase. Like, Hase like was not, he was a means. He was a means to reach this point that we are at now.
You're not supposed to like Hase. Like, I don't see supposed to like him, but like you're not supposed to be invested in that character. To the point that it upsets you that he dies, like oh no, Hase, like you're just supposed to be aware of him enough that you know, okay, the other characters know him. He's one of the writers, and he provides two things. He provides that a means to getting those Kurokage troopers, so we can have like grunts running around, and it also provides that this is what happens when you eat the fruit, and then seeing Kota's anguish. And leading into finding out what happened to Yuya, and that Kota can never find this out because he'll really go batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, he was brokenhearted enough that this happened to Hase, and he didn't even do it. He didn't even kill him. Sid did. So, like, you go, well, imagine what would happen if he found out he killed his friend Yuya without even realizing it. Like,
and other people, presuming all of them are people.
Yeah. Well, he probably
figured that. And rats! Well, how's his friend Rat gonna feel about that?
He figured that part out already, but just that he killed his friend Yuya, because it's a little different when you oh man, I killed anonymous guy from down the street number 4, but like
possibly
oh, shit.
From another dimension.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's upsetting certainly, but it's not as upsetting as killing your friend you're looking for.
Well, fuck, I killed him on the first day of searching. Man, that's why I haven't found him.
I'm really bad at this.
Am I doing this right?
Guys, none of you get kidnapped, please.
And if you do, don't turn into a weird monster and start attacking me. I might mistake you for an enemy combatant.
Oh, if Aerosol gets kidnapped, I'm killing him right away.
Like, he doesn't even turn into a monster. He just finds him and kills him.
Oh, thank God, Kevin, you came for me.
Why are you pointing that gun at me?
You know, that alternate timeline theory could make sense with that alternate Mai that keeps showing up.
Yeah,
because exactly. She could be from the other world, but she's like, yeah, I see what happens. You dye your hair. Better get out now.
Maybe she's the one that brought Takatora over.
Yeah. I have a question. They, have they released, like, an official name for the character yet?
Mai? No. They've been calling her, like, alternate Mai.
Because I see, like, a lot of people calling her Eve.
That's not true.
And I'm just like, where the hell are you pulling this out from?
I saw her, like, called, like, Mysterious Girl or something.
Like, she's not Eve.
Yeah.
I bet she's Wise Man. Crap, wrong show.
I was just so, like, confused, because I keep seeing people come up with names, and it's just like, what part of your ass did you pull this from? Seriously.
The crack. I think that came from the fact that they had that rumor that there would be some guy named Adam coming in, and he would have an apple lock seed. So we're like, oh, if that's Adam, then this crazy chick must be Eve. Maybe Adam is alternate Kota.
Like, come on, we're already trying to work around this Norse mythology. Don't start throwing in Christian imagery and stuff like that. It's getting way too confusing.
It's the idea. We're just going to mix it all together in a giant melting pot.
Suddenly Zeus shows up. What the hell?
Mixing some random Scientology stuff. I don't even know anything from it. I just know it's weird. Like, they sprinkle stuff in people's brains or something. I don't know. There's a weird Scientology church, like, down the street from me that there's no one ever at. I'm pretty sure it's, like, a front for the mob.
Muhammad comes in with the power of fire. Oh, yeah.
You never use churches as a front for the mob. It's always small local businesses.
That's right. Muhammad comes in with the power of fire, and Jesus shows up with epic carpentry. And Joseph Smith is there, and they have Seaman. And everyone calls him Seaman.
Wow. Seaman's like an appropriate place to end the Gaim discussion.
Sounds about right.
Well, I like South Park. Beans.
So, beavers.
Ethel Beavers.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Because now it's time for Ramble, Ramble, Ramble time.
Returns!
For real.
For about 10 minutes or so. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm just still riveted by that brilliant point you made about beavers during the Gaim discussion, Brian. Well, and I can't believe you pulled that out of your hat.
I do love me some beavers.
Ethel Beavers did it.
I like that showed up on your Facebook video thing.
I know, it was so random. That was the best. The last few seconds were the best. It was, it's Franco bitches and Ethel Beavers did it. That perfectly sums me up in about 4 seconds.
I thought that was really funny.
Looks down at arm. Why am I bleeding? Well, I don't know, Ersol. Why are you bleeding?
I don't know.
Is this related to the previous... Ow!
No, that was the other arm.
Oh, gosh! Oh, I don't have any arms left, but let's do this. How about that Pokemon? So Pokemon made its triumphant return to so much enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably be a little bit more excited, but I watched this episode in Japanese a long time ago.
Cheater, Brian.
But that was the last episode I watched, so everything else is new. But you got a bird.
Yep, Dedenne was in it. I enjoyed it just because I got to see some of my favorite Pokemon from this gen, like anime form, like Dedenne and Inky. So I always like just to see what they're like in the anime, and I like Dedenne's whole personality, and
he's so tiny.
I know, right? And Flash is like, that Fletchling's a jerk. But let's catch it and have it be our friend. Thanks, Gentaro.
So, two things. The first, they really need to hire better singers. Because I don't have a problem with the song, it's just that guy's voice really isn't, like, carrying it for me.
Yeah, and, like, it's in a really weird style, too.
Yeah. And second, Rotom sounds like a serial killer. Now I know I didn't watch last season, but I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. So what's up?
Rotom's just awful.
He sounds like a serial killer.
He's just going around murdering Kellogg's products. Can you believe him?
Damn.
What was I gonna say? I want them to go back to my favorite anime theme song voice, which is Battle Frontier. Dude, is someone strangling you while you're singing this?
Pokemon.
Oh, Battle Frontier. Good times. Oh, but it was still enjoyable. I'm still liking the new companions better than Iris and Silen. Yes, I got the names right. Except, you know, What's-Her-Face isn't with them yet, which is kind of unique. It's like the longest we've ever had, like, them separated like that, because Dawn kind of was on her own first. And, like, it was almost like the pilot was about her, but by the end of the pilot episode, she was in the group.
Yeah.
But Serena's still like, oh, Rhyhorns! Whatever Serena does, I don't know. They sort of did an anime version of changing your clothes in the game.
It's next episode that she joins the group, right, I think.
Because she knows Ash that one time from band camp. That's the official storyline. I feel like, what's his name? Glasses.
Clement.
Yeah, Clementine. His whole stick is basically going to be like Silence, except for he's got... I like saved that. I almost said Silence. Silence! except with inventions, but right now I still like him a bit more because I kind of get the vibe they're doing a whole he wants to be a better gym leader thing, and that's why he's on this journey. And it's sort of a variation of what I wish they would have done with Iris. Yeah. Instead of being annoying as hell, that was a dumb storyline.
Oh god, Beach Roller chasing us. Well, stop turning the little crank. Oh, God, maybe I'll turn it faster and it'll work better. No, idiot, stop turning. Seriously, you're making things worse.
That was happening in XY, the scene would go the exact same, except Cyrus and Island. God damn it! So hard to say together. Silent and Iris would be like, oh, my God, Vidra, we never see them before. I don't know why they're mad. Oh, I forgot that there's just an, like... Kalos West or whatever that's like right next to us that has all the Pokemon. Whoops. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, okay then.
Yeah.
Should we move on to TMNT?
Toidles. So yeah, I missed the first 6 minutes because I completely forgot it was going to be on. I saw the advertisements for Sunday, but I still spaced it. It's like the same thing with The Walking Dead. I thought it was at the end of February for some reason.
I'm so used to it either coming on Fridays or Saturdays. Like Friday night and Saturday morning. And then all of a sudden they switch it to Sunday, so I was really thrown off.
Seems random. They're trying to kill it.
The first 6 minutes, I think, was mostly Casey getting his gear together.
Oh, okay.
And doing his whole... he's got this, like... Batman-y film noir shtick going on where he narrates his outings, which I think it's actually kind of funny because he's Casey, so he's a little bit of an idiot, which makes it funny. It makes it kind of quirky.
Yeah, because when I changed over to the episode, he was just in the alleyway, and then that was when he first encountered Raph. So I'll probably try to go back and watch the first couple of minutes, like, on demand or some, or streaming somewhere.
Yeah, it was a really good episode.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
The jokes were funny. I think at one point, Mikey said Super Sentai or something really close to it.
Yeah, because they're watching Super Megaforce or something like that.
It was Super Robo Megaforce.
Oh, it's almost like Super Monkey Team Hyperforce Go.
And so that made me laugh, and everything about the show was so good, and I missed it so much, and I'm glad it's back.
When I heard that, I was like, oh, fuck, wait till HJU gets a hold of this. Because, like, Mikey one time sort of posed like a Kamen Rider, and they're like, oh my god, they care about the Toku community! Like, god damn it! Everyone throws around the word Toku like it means something.
That's part of the reason why I always feel guilty whenever I like a little shout out, sort of like that. Like he was doing a little bit of a Kamen Rider pose, but I feel guilty liking that because I know like how it's going to be such a big deal.
Yeah.
People, like, people are going to go crazy over that.
Pretty much. Like, there's an episode of How I Met Your Mother where there's a V3 statue in the back of this guy's office. He's called Toy Guy. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they just got a bunch of random toys. I don't think there's a guy on there that's, like, a huge fan of Toku. Like, we're not, like, an infestation that's everywhere, like sleeper agents. They probably just said, hey, go find a bunch of toys. All right.
So,
about the episode.
I actually found myself kind of sympathizing with Raph a bit. Mostly because his brothers were kind of dicks in this episode. I don't know if it came off that way to anybody else, but yeah, especially Donnie was like, oh great, Raph's back, and like calling him a big baby and stuff like that. It's like, he's clearly getting angry because you idiots are pissing him off.
Pretty much. That about sums up. Like, yeah, he's got an attitude problem, but that's just dick. And really, you guys are just sort of assholes. Just saying.
I love how badass Shredder is. Not Shredder. What's his name? Sensei. God damn it. I'm thinking of Ninja Storm turns. Splinter. There we go. Why did I lose it? I'm like, Sensei. Rat. Sensei. His name was just Sensei. What's up with that? Anyway. Like, he would just take things out with, like, one punch. Like, they previously had struggles with these robot Krang, and he would just be like, dead.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, SPD when Kruger was like, look, I know I could just beat everyone, but then you're never gonna learn anything. I'm just gonna sit here and relax, and you guys do your thing.
I do like how they've handled Splinter and how strong he is. Like, you don't get to see him fight that often, but when he does, he's fucking impressive as shit.
So good. I just love all of his life lessons in general, too. Wasn't there... Oh. I can't remember exactly. It was something about, like, never use violence unless they really, really deserve it or something. Along those lines.
So how do you guys like... I know we've known about Casey's design for a while, but how do you like it now that you get to see it sort of in action?
I like it because it's kind of different from what I usually have seen.
Yeah, it really works, too. Like, I mentioned in the one-ups last week, I found the toy of him, and it's a really good toy, and it translates well into the show, and I don't really have a huge problem with it. I am now upset that my toy only has one hockey stick and he apparently has two. I mean, what the fuck's up with that?
What the AG double hockey sticks, Brian? Because you only have one. What the heel?
Fucking iPhone. But I know I really like it. I don't get the hockey mask over the painted face. Like, I feel that's a little excessive. But
you rip it off and get scared.
It works for him.
Just paint.
I really enjoyed it too. Like, I really dig the whole design. I like the hoodie. With the hockey mask, and it gives it a nice sort of silhouette. It's really cool.
Love me some hoodies.
And I love the just total balls, nut, just shit.
That's twice, balls crazy. And nuts.
Sorry, I couldn't think of the words, and I, for whatever reason, settled on balls, nuts, and that doesn't make sense, because that's just redundant.
That's straight up, balls, nuts. Sort of,
kind of crazy fighting style he has, because he really is just sort of all over the place. He's got a freaking taser coming out of his goalie glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thanks, JDF. Yeah.
Headphones crapped out for a second. I was trying to fix it.
In general, like, he's still not my favorite, but I kind of liked him a little bit better by the end of the episode. I was still a little annoyed by him at the very beginning, but by the end, when he sort of got this sort of dynamic with Raph, I liked him better. Because, like, previously when we'd seen him, I kind of didn't like him because he was just kind of a dick.
Yeah. I can understand that.
And I keep waiting for him to sound like Kevin still. You know, Beast Boy, all that.
He sound a lot like him, doesn't he?
And he looks like it to sound like him. Because
I kept having to remind myself this episode that was Josh Peck doing the voice.
Oh, I forgot about that. Emphasis.
Like when you're thinking about it, you can tell that it's him, but yeah, like he could double as a guy who does Kevin's voice.
Man. And just the character looks like he should be Kevin, because Casey's like the Kevin of TMNT. What was I going to say?
He's already on the show.
Well, I'm talking about like the character, like design look. I know he's Mikey Bryan. Or as HD would say, Mickey. But shit, I lost my train of thought now. I have very few of those. What was I going to say? Turks. Segwaying into Tokyo Tur.
I don't know
what we would talk about with that. Oh my god, what was it? It was about turtles, obviously. Damn it, it's gone. It's gone, guys.
Casey.
Yeah. But I still don't remember what my next point was. Okay. Oh! It wasn't even about the show. I was just going to say, I think that out of Drake and Josh, he got the better deal of the show he's on, since Drake's on the shitty Ultimate Spider-Man show.
He does get to be on the cooler show.
God. It's essentially like they cast Drake as Peter Parker, because it's like, Peter Parker is so unlikable on the Ultimate Spider-Man. Peter Parker's not supposed to be unlikable. Sorry, got going again.
Yeah, I don't know too much more to say about the episode. I mean, like you guys already said, it was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. Kind of established Casey's, well, sort of not really superhero crime fighter persona, as well as his now connection to the turtles.
Yeah, just kind of wandered down there. Because Raph was just up on the roof being mad. So mad, I'm just going to stomp off. This is a completely random point, but I did notice when him and Casey were fighting, I actually saw a couple people passing by in the street, which is rare. Both of this show and on Beware the Batman, the streets are like barren. They're like, banana, you know? Get it?
God damn it.
Remember Beware the Batman? Wait, that's right. Beware the Batman? Remember that?
With the goddamn it, Zerosol.
God damn it, Ramirez. I hear that in my head every time I see Ramirez now. Remember when we talked about him earlier? So long ago. So long ago, yet so far. It doesn't even make sense. But it's good to have something to watch again. We only have two things. Like, this is, except for Ben 10, this is pretty much it. Everything's gone.
What the hell happened to Ben 10?
I think it's just on hiatus for a little bit. I feel like I saw the other day when it was supposed to come back, but I forgot, and I don't feel like looking it up. But, it should be back fairly soon. Whatever happened to the Ben 10 toys? That's what I'm asking. I even looked on Amazon. I was like, let's see if I can buy them on here, like Power Rangers toys. And then it's like, oh, they're $47 a figure. No.
Ben 10 comes back the 15th.
Oh.
I just looked it up.
Same day as Power Rangers. That'll be fun. It's like, so many things got canceled at once. I constantly feel like I'm forgetting about something. But the fact is, it's just been killed.
Now, I was just looking up Beware the Batman to see if anything was said on that. And apparently it's on reruns now. On their action block, whatever it's called. Oh. DC Nation, because they're a nation.
What's up, Nation?
But apparently no new episodes are scheduled to actually premiere. So
action whacked.
Good times. The most okay Batman show you'll ever watch. I don't think the future looks too bright for it. Positive side, they're casting more people for the not Justice League movie. That's fun. They're trying so hard to catch up. It's hilarious to watch.
It really is.
Like, you can't really judge it yet, because it could end up being good, but it's just funny. Like, every day I'll hear a new rumor about someone being cast as a member of the Justice League. Or I heard rumors about Nightwing. I'm like, dear God. It's supposed to be Superman versus Batman.
Well, that's... Okay, this is weird. Because I just looked at it, and it said that no new episodes were set to premiere this month. And then I look at the list of episodes, and it says that episode 12 is set to premiere the 18th.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck's going on with that, man.
Well, we'll have to see, and I'll also have to see if I remember to watch it.
I have my DVR set up? I don't remember. I don't think so, because it was off Cartoon Network when I moved. I couldn't even find it,
yeah, it
to,
wasn't
to
even
set it to record.
They completely took it off the schedule. But they got Teen Titans Go, so they're okay.
So.
So.
Anything else we want to talk about, or...
Not a whole lot. I've been so busy, I really haven't watched anything else.
All of my regular shows are on a hiatus. It makes sense because for NBC, because the Olympics are airing on it, but all the other ones go on a hiatus is stupid. I think they're just worried that all the other shows will get better ratings than the Olympics to expose it for how boring it is.
Revolution got really fucking good, and now it's gone for a month.
So annoying.
Ann and Chris love Parks and Rec, and I'm upset.
He's literally upset.
Mostly for Chris. I don't really care about Ann, but
I'm just gonna miss the way he said literally. So long as we don't lose Oren, that's what's important. I love that. Who was it that interrupted it? It was it was Ron, because Jerry was giving his heartfelt goodbye, and then Ron interrupted it with, "Goodbye, Ann. I've enjoyed some of our time together," and then they both start crying.
Oh, guys, did you see that? Nick Offerman is in the Lego Movie.
Yes,
I didn't know about that. I knew that Chris Pratt was voicing the lead.
Yeah, he plays a pirate.
Amazing.
I'm seeing this movie so hard. I'm so excited for it. You have no idea.
I'm really hoping the theater nearest to me gets it, because I really want to see it.
Because there's a bunch of people I know in it, because Chris Pratt's in it. Alison Brie plays Annie's in it. There's other people in it, too. I just can't remember them right now.
Charlie Day plays a character in it.
It's great. That should be good.
I know Will Ferrell's in it, too. Plays some sort of, evil businessman or something like that.
D'Angelo Vickers? that should be pretty good. Probably just wait for the DVD. Or the Blu-ray. Whatever mood I'm feeling in.
Wait, you don't want to venture out to the theaters?
I don't like seeing movies by myself. But I don't have people to go see movies with, because
pick
everyone...
Pick one of your many, many friends and ask.
No. Plus, I say no when people ask me to do things, so it makes things really difficult. What's my solution? I have to stick to it.
What, to not ask people stuff?
No, to say no to everything.
Oh.
I want to go to it, but if someone says, "Hey, you want to go see it?" I have to say no. I did that. It was a couple years ago when I walked into GameStop. GameStop girl was talking to somebody, and she's like, "Hey, you gonna go see the Avengers?" And I said, "No." I was totally going to see the Avengers, but just on default, I said no. Oh my god, I'm getting really annoying things on my Ask FM right now. Anyway, should we move on?
Yeah, I guess so. Because now it's time for the Twitter questions of the week.
Yeah. I was going off Brian's drunk start to this. It's time for...
Oh.
is what happened.
Andrew Booth says, what inspired you to create the RR podcast? We've gone over this a couple times, but it's been a while, so new listeners.
Let me tell you the story. I have no clue.
Let me tell you.
It all began back when a young man named Brian Dagley was born with giant glasses on his face. And he was like, take care and have a great one. They're like, you just got here. True story.
Oh, God.
So, way back in the times of old.
2009.
We being me and Sleepo, were basically one of the few people that always showed up to the CS Toys live chats.
This was BD before Dawson.
Yes. And so I used to run a Nintendo website and we had a podcast. And so I kind of wanted to do one that was Toku themed. And so we had the idea to do a CS Toys centered podcast. And so we kind of got that going and like, we asked Mr. S, and Mr. S didn't really know what was going on. I was like, time zones, can't be on show, don't know if good idea, or whatever, because...
Sorry, just Mr. S is so like that, and I'm picturing his innocent little Mr. S face. Like, he's so bewildered when something like that happens. Mr. S, we already said goodbye to you. Oh, I'm sorry, I wasted your time.
And so we were going to go through with it anyway. And then we decided that having the show being affiliated with something probably wasn't the grandest of ideas.
Especially with what we say now.
So we decided to scrap the association with CS Toys. And we picked up Dawson.
And just wandering the streets.
We had started talking to Dawson a little bit before that, and so we're like, well, how about that podcast idea? Let's go through with it. And so Dawson named it. And
so the naming began.
That was like the first name you threw out there too, and we just picked it. We didn't like thinking back then either, like, so
we'll just go with that. We can just stop thinking. I'm getting a headache.
And the rest is history.
And then 3.5 years later, it got good.
Picked up this other guy from a lifeboat. And
it was like when Ben and Chris joined Parks and Rec.
Speaking of which, if we're referring to before Dawson as BD, can we refer to the podcast before I joined as BA?
Yes.
Because that would be badass.
Oh, man. So clever. I remember the, like, discussions leading up to when we finally did it. I was like, hey, you guys ever thought about doing a podcast? And you told me that stuff. I'm like, we'll talk to Kevin about it tomorrow. 2 days later, hey, you're supposed to mention that to Kevin. Oh, yeah. Like, we were so, like, kind of lazy about it in a way. Like, we were so relaxed about the discussion. We mentioned it to Kevin. He's like, oh, whatever. My table is a bunch of CS Toys boxes. Remember that? At his apartment, when he had a coffee table made of CS Toys boxes.
All I remember is the figure standing straight up. One by one, yeah. Like a small army.
Oh, yeah. And he had, like, one poster. That was his decorations. So, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else too crazy. Oh, it's definitely crazy, but that's not what I meant.
Yeah, we tried to be professional, like, the first two times, and then we just couldn't contain it. It's just like all sitcoms. Over time, we just became cartoon versions of ourselves, except that's just the way we always are.
Alright, so PowerMan293 asks, are you guys Gundam fans? And if so, would you consider doing an RR segment on one of the series? Eh, and no.
thank you, Brian.
I say because I don't hate Gundam, But I don't actively keep up with it. I've seen Wing, G, the original.
Nothing.
Kind of that chunk of like 4 or 5 series that made up the original kind of era. Basically, whatever was on Toonami. Yeah. Back when Gundam was really big in the U.S. is what I've seen. I haven't seen, like, Seed or Seed Destiny or Unicorn or whatever the fuck all the new ones are called. but I am considering watching Build Fighters because it's like Danball except with Gundams. So I might watch that, but I've got so much shit to watch I probably won't ever get around to it. But I haven't watched...
You describe your watching queue as being, like, a necessity? Like, I have to watch this, guys.
I do. Or I'll
can't
die.
Watch a cool cartoon with fighting robots. I have to watch this other show.
I have responsibilities to these shows.
I do. We're
just like The Walking Dead. He watched 2 episodes like 3 years ago.
I think I watched 4. God, get right.
Okay. But yeah, I never really followed Gundam. There was a short period of time when I was younger where it was kind of the thing at school, and I bought like 1 or 2 figures and watched a couple episodes, but that's pretty much the extent of my Gundam experience.
I've watched G Gundam.
G, and, really?
and I watched most of 00 or whatever it was called.
Ooh.
If I'm being totally honest, whenever any of the other Gundam series were on TV, they always seemed really boring to me, and I couldn't sit through an episode. I just couldn't do it, and I think that mentality that I had as a kid still carries through to today, so I just have no urge to watch anything Gundam.
We make it pretty hard to do an RR&RR with our little experience of all of us. It would just basically us looking at pictures laughing and stuff, but it might not be quite as funny as VR Troopers.
Alright, so Frozen Stratos or Stratos, I don't know what you're going for, but it's Corey Gong. He says, what's more important in terms of play value, customization or articulation? Custom articulation. No, I
think it depends on the toy.
It kind of depends on the toy. For me, a lot of it has to do with the play value itself. Not particularly customization, but just how fun it is. Like, the AC figures, for instance, have really great articulation, but if they didn't, I don't think I'd really care, because you have that play value with changing the arms and stuff, and I think that's terrific. Some of my favorite Transformers are the Cyberverse figures, because I just prefer the smaller size and a little bit more affordability. And those don't have really great articulation, but I still really dig them. So
I think for playability, customization might be, just because articulation is something more care about when you want to have like epic displays of them posing or fighting each other. Because like, if you're playing with them like as a kid, you're just like bashing them together and you don't really care. And the customization, whether it be like the arms change or maybe something like Zord Builder, can be more fun whether you're a kid or an adult.
Now, if we're talking like customization or accuracy, it's definitely customization for me. Like, that's why I like Zord Builder so much, because there's times where the Zord Builder stuff is very inaccurate to the show. But I don't care, because I'm having a fucking good time making these crazy ass bullshit things. So fuck y'all.
Yeah, y'all.
I don't know why I had to end like that.
Brian's always got an instinct by attacking somebody. It's not even true.
I will attack you with nice.
That wasn't nice, Brian.
Yes, it was. I said y'all.
What?
Exactly. You just got jammed.
You just got shookied. You just got shooked.
You got shucked.
Oh, Oh, what the fuck was that?
Chuck you, man.
Okay. We should make that a thing.
Yeah. Just like I want to make... What was it? Damn it. Aerosol's double ball thing. I want to make that a thing. What was it?
Excuse me?
His double ball thing when we were talking about turtles.
Balls nuts?
Yeah, that's balls nuts. I want to make that a thing.
I can't remember if Brian's mic was cutting out during that.
Because that sounds like something somebody would say. I could picture like them saying that in one of those Friday movies. That's balls nuts. That's like the catchphrase for the cutting edge version of Full House.
I used to have a friend who would always describe things as balls and then, you know, whatever, adjective. So, like, balls crazy, balls hot, balls whatever. It's always really weird, but I don't know, I guess it kind of stuck. So that's what I was going for, but then I just said nuts, which is so redundant, but I don't
balls
know.
Nuts, man. Just killed everything.
Well, I was going to say before you went off on that moment where you guys were just like going back and forth saying shucking and shooking and just giggling to yourselves.
That was just on the plane.
The first thought that crossed my mind was, boy, I can't wait to do this in real life.
Oh, that's going to be the entire trip.
It's just going to be me sitting there looking confused while the two of you giggle to yourselves.
That was the entire play right there.
You're so amused by whatever it was that you just said.
Brian and I just like giggled and made fun of people the whole way. Like, look at that dude, looks like Lunsford. Oh, that couple has bread. I don't remember what the couple was doing, but there was something we were commenting on. The lady was hot. I don't remember. That was pretty much us. We were like the most obnoxious people on the plane. Just intercut that with Kat trying to rip Kevin's nipples off, and you got an RR vacation.
Pretty much. So, let's see. Fives Daniel asks, with Power Rider's trademark from Saban Brands is no longer active, yay English, could this be the end of any hopes of adapting more Kamen Rider for American TV, and why? Yes, and thank God.
Yeah. It's just not gonna work.
I don't want it done by Saban.
Like, Saban will make it their typical Saban crap, and unfortunately, as it stands right now, if anybody else tries to do it, it just everyone sees it as a Power Rangers ripoff, which is really annoying. But it's just that's part of the problem Dragon and I had, that and that it got little to no promotion
that,
or anything.
That and it was on CW.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just don't think it's going to work here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame because I really like Dragonite. I like a lot of things that they do. Did. Yes. but it had, like you said, so much stacked against it. With the whole, oh my god, it's a bunch of people in armor outfits fighting rubber monsters. Oh, it's Power Rangers. That shows of like any sort of toku show just is like doomed to fail here because it's not Power Rangers, and it's a little bit upsetting because, like I said, I really liked what Adness did with Dragonite, and I'd like to see them attempt other shows to see what they could do because they had a lot of emphasis on changing things up and basically taking the footage they had to work with and making it something completely new.
Yeah, because they didn't really follow Ryuki's plot at all.
Right. And that's really what I like to see. And that's actually a question, like, the next question? Nope. Two questions from now, I think. When Power Rider popped up in the first place, I got really pissed.
I thought it was funny that so many people were putting stock into it to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was really evident it was one of those trademarks that they just put in case they could do it. And I'm pretty sure Toei is keeping Saban as far away from Kamen Rider as possible. And since, I don't know, the thing is Dragonite flopped over here, but it did really well in Japan.
Just like Power Rangers seasons.
And so I almost want Toei to, like, get a hold of Adonis and go, hey, that shit did good over here. Do another one. We don't care if it flops in America. It does really well over here.
I think it'd be really funny if they made it for Japan and, like, it was still in English, but, like, you know, they subtitled it. But, like, we had to wait for them to release the non-subtitled version or something along those lines. Or the non-dubbed version. I think that would be hilarious. Like, all you have to do is just release it as normal, but it takes a while. It would still be weekly. It would be hilarious. Where's the advent deck? Starts humming. Pretty much what he did. It's like, step off me, bro.
I guess we'll see what happens in the future, but I don't think Sabanta we're going to touch it again. God, I hope not.
Well, unfortunately, like you said, that mentality that people just sort of have now about they see, you know, people in suits fighting and it's a kid's show, so naturally it's Power Rangers.
That makes me so mad.
Unfortunately, that's the mentality that people have now, and it is kind of frustrating to see, because it's not like Power Rangers was the first toku to be brought over here and done in English. I mean, it was the first one to sort of be adapted and made in the way that it was. Most others were just sort of dubbed, but still, I mean, there were more brought that were shown here in the West than just Power Rangers. It's just because Power Rangers got so popular, now, you know, it doesn't really leave room for other things to be able to have the same benefit, because people's I don't know, perspective is clouded.
It's like that meme you see around, which I actually really like, is like, it's like what you see and it shows a picture of MMPR, and it's like what I see and it shows just Kamen Riders, and people always say that's a Sentai or like Toku Snob thing, but I just see it as like, that's just the truth. Like, you're seeing, they look so different to us, but then people will see Dragon Knight or Hibiki or Wizard or Gaiman, that is like, that's just an MMPR guy. It's almost as if it just morphs into that for them.
That's our world.
Ta-ta, Turbo Man. I don't know why I said that.
Alright, so Chenix asked, imagine if Dawson was the president. How would society change?
It would be completely gone. We would be in chaos right now.
Well, it depends. Have I been appointed to a position of power?
It would be like, I was that guy that Ben ran the campaign for in Washington. Like, I was just the face of it. I didn't really do anything. They're just people doing everything for me. Suddenly I'm reminded of the plot of Michael Scott's movie of Baby President.
Because if I'm not in power, then I'm probably in Canada.
You know what?
Be in the country anymore.
You know what I would do? If I was elected president, I would get the president's book from National Treasure 2 and just host a press conference and read it. Just let everybody know about all the secrets, and then just see what happens. The world wants to know.
The world would be an awful place. There'd be no books.
Oh, thank God.
I'm pretty sure everyone would be forced to have a tablet so they could watch TV anywhere all the time.
Math would be abolished.
So if math's gone, then we have no form of currency. I think we have to go back to the ways of... Nope, we can't even barter, because that requires math. So it's more or less just...
That's when things would collapse with that one decision.
At that point, we're just constantly watching TV and wallowing in our own filth.
Hey, it's a lifestyle choice.
That sounds about right. Outside of having this weird thing about germs, wallowing in your own filth sounds like awesome. So
you'll thank me later.
And then all of the people outside of the country are like, man, I thought America was bad to begin with, but after that Dawson guy took over, Jesus Christ.
How'd he even get elected? I don't know, some dude named Tenek asked the question.
It literally went to shit.
I see what you did there. So, in short, it would be awful. and everyone would die quickly. That's his plan.
That means it's not like I'm going to murder everyone. In fact, more accurately, I would probably move to Canada. It would essentially turn out like Ben's term as mayor.
Why do we keep relating this to Ben?
Which one?
Wyatt.
Oh.
The one you mentioned.
I don't know. I relate everything to television.
That's how we won the campaign. To be fair, it was a brilliant choice.
I just watched the movie Man of the Year and started acting like Robin Williams. It worked for him. Wow. I hate when I'm the only one in the room that's seen a movie.
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I even laughed. It's just you're so quick to assume that no one gives a shit about your reference that you don't even notice when people are actually laughing.
I learned from experience, okay? I like how after every question there's an awkward moment of silence until I've just broken it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, RG1JA11, it's good old Jesus Alvarado, and he says,
What would you do? Thanks, John Quinones.
Would you still watch Power Rangers if it was exactly like their Super Sentai counterpart? I would. I mean, I stuck through Samurai, and that's pretty much what Samurai was. And there are PR shows that follow the Sentai really, really close and are good, like Time Force Ranger.
There we go. That was perfect.
Time Force Ranger. So, I mean, I'd still check it out. Whether it was good or not really depends on how they handle the dialogue and everything, but I don't
know. Yeah, it really depends on the quality of the show, because even with something like Samurai, it was pretty much what you just said. The quality of the dialogue wasn't very good, and I just lost interest. And honestly, I think I would lose interest regardless of whether or not it was good or not, because it's the same show.
Yeah, I'm not interested in seeing the same show again.
Yeah.
It's hard to judge because, like, Time Force was good, but I've never seen Time Rangers, so I can't really say how similar they were. I mean, I've heard they are, but I can't say from personal experience. I know Gal Ranger and Wild Force were fairly similar, but I actually ended up kind of liking Wild Force better. I have, like, the opposite effect as most people. I'll watch a Sentai and get more respect for Power Rangers. When most people are like, man, Power Rangers are kitschy, this year's got blood, fuck yeah, Sentai, hardcore, everything's adult. Damn it.
I mean, typically, I go into a Power Rangers season wanting to see what they did differently and how they handle the footage with their own story. But if it's going to be exactly the same, then I have no reason to watch.
Yep.
Awkward fact.
Yep, see, now it's going to be a thing.
You know.
It's balls nuts, man.
You're really running away with that one, huh?
Yep.
So, Kevin Phantom Thong says, hey, this week's question may require a bit more thinking. Sorry, Dawson.
Not again.
we've all made mistakes and have done things we regret. So if you just had one...
I'm sorry, I just started hearing the Growing Pains theme song in my head.
Oh my god.
That's so random. Get out. That's what happens when you make me think. I started hearing the Growing Pain theme song. Thanks, Kirk Cameron. Anyway,
oh my god. So if you had one chance to go back in time to do something different, what would you change? That's a good question.
I would make it so I wasn't born. Well, no one would know about it. That's like the most brilliant thing ever. I wouldn't even know it because I wouldn't exist anymore. Watcher was trying to do it, but it didn't work out so well. He just wound up teaming up with his dad. But that would be what I would do. That would be what I would do. It would be the ideal situation.
Right. My initial response was going to be, you know, not doing this. being the podcast. But I feel like I've made that joke a number of times. So I'm going to skip that one.
See how it is? I found the Ovenator. I'm in no way of playing a game. I'm going to assume it's going to have something to do with school. Like, I don't know what off the top of my head. Stick with certain things more, maybe. Because, like, both career paths I took, I ended up not sticking with, and just kind of just dropping it out. And now I'm helping at a toy store and reviewing toys for a living. So
the toy store that's in another country.
That doesn't sound like a bad setup, right?
It's not. It's a great setup.
My ultimate goal is to get my degree and get a job in a stockroom and then die. So yours sounds pretty good.
But one thing I definitely would be to stick with Japanese. Because once I graduated high school, I didn't really have any sort of formal class anymore. So it just kind of... Like, I retained a lot of what I learned, but I never really advanced any after that. Because me learning things without someone to keep me focused is hard. So,
right, you get unfocused really easily.
I do.
Let's go to lunch. Oh, wait, how do you open the Sentai Hero box?
Well, you know what?
That's exactly what happened.
But, yeah, that'd definitely be probably my number one pick, because... I'm trying to learn more right now, and it's not sticking as well as it did in
Rosetta Stone
high school. No, not Nefertimon. I don't know, man. But yeah, that would be my pick. But
my original answer after the joke answer was. I don't really want to get into it, but a couple of things that happened with the site, I would probably change the RR site. I mean, but then Brian went and brought up school, and I realized that there's definitely plenty of things I could have changed about, you know, high school and college that would actually benefit my life in a more significant manner. So probably have to go with that. Just, I don't know, trying to be a better student and whatnot. Altering some of the friendships that I made along the way.
Like, tell me about it. Ones, I'm stuck with, like, these. But see, that's why mine's ultimate choice. Then you don't have to worry about that stuff if you don't exist. You it's like pure bliss. It. No, it's not, because you wouldn't even know about it. Nobody would know about it.
But you that's do the beauty know of about it.
Well, not after you wish it.
But you're not actually getting the wish.
I know, but, like, let's say you could wish yourself out of existence. Then, like, nobody would know about it. Even you. Like, you don't even have time to be sad.
Why would I?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Then you wouldn't have to worry about anything. It takes away all worries. Just let
I
me
feel
have my
like
hopes.
You would be one of those toku villains that thinks they're doing the right thing, but really they're just...
I'm not wishing you out
you're
of existence.
Essentially Dr. Maki.
Look, I'm not wishing you out of existence.
Like,
damn it! How did this happen? Now
you
I feel like I'm going to look down at my...
A little doll that's on your shoulder?
No. Fuck, did that get there? I'm not wishing you out of existence. I'm just saying, just let me have my
dreams. I know, it's just the way you phrased it. It's like, there will be no more worries at all. It's the perfect wish.
It is. That's like the name of the movie. Movie title, Perfect Wish.
That's a quick movie. So quick, it's not even going to happen.
Exactly, because it doesn't exist. It's how brilliant the movie is. This is like Abed's Meta Jesus film, but even more, because it doesn't even exist. We were in the film, but we were also not in the film.
I feel 10 times more depressed than I did when we started this question. But that's our last question, so...
Oh, that's a good one to end on.
Yeah.
Think about that, folks. Existence. Depression. Nasonex.
Just think of how happy you are now that you know that A, you're not Dossum, B, you don't think like Dossum, and C, Dossum does not run society.
Exactly. See, that was the theme of tonight.
The theme of tonight is how awful Dossum is.
That's the theme of every day.
Because now it's time for Final Thingies MP3.
Final Thingies!
Yep, there's that MP3. Do we have anything to announce this week?
We might as well.
Alright, we're getting married. All of us. All of us! The three of us. Kevin couldn't make it. He fell asleep walking down the aisle. So, like, should we wake him? We're like, no, we'll just do this without him. Sorry, I thought that was a good moment to say that.
Some sort of weird four-way marriage. Four-way gay marriage.
It would be like that show, Big Love.
Hey, that's not legal in my state.
Hey!
You can all move there and get murdered.
Dude, that would happen legal in your state, too, Dossum.
Well, weed's also legal, so you can't really get us too much for our judgment. Anyway, go ahead, whoever.
Well, it was your idea. I figured you
would. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I was confused even before the marriage thing happened, and then it did happen. And now I'm completely lost.
Okay, we are going to be at some point soon, anytime in the next 1 to 15 years, starting a riff show called Writers, Rangers, and Riffing. That's balls nuts. That's going to be the catchphrase. We're not sure when, hopefully soonish. We'll be doing it. We're not sure what day it'll release. Ideally, I think we talked about we're going to put up like a poll at the beginning of each month for like a couple choices or three choices, and then you vote on what we would do that month. We might pick the first thing ourselves. We don't know. Basically, we do what we like, but look forward to that whenever we get it figured out. It's going to pretty much be like the way the podcast started, where we just kind of casually mentioned it until we finally get the initiative to do something.
Yeah.
So. Which is basically every single time one of us gets on Skype.
Yeah, so...
That's how the conversations go down whenever we actually talk about this podcast in any sort of constructive manner.
So, yeah, hopefully that'll be a thing soon. So look forward to that.
Yay, riffing. Choo-choo.
Balls nuts.